He just signed it.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he.
High treason.
He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, this is a day that will live in infamy. America goes into complete collectivism. There is no longer any doubt. We are more communist than Russia is today. They passed it on the 21st in the House of Representatives. It left the Senate yesterday on the 22nd. And on this Tuesday, the 23rd day of March 2010, Obamacare was signed about 3 minutes ago. He used 10 or more pens. He would use one pen for part of the B and another pen for the A, because these are holy relics. These are Excaliburs that were plunged into the heart of our constitutional republic. Okay, I'm going to talk today about what's really in the bill, the key bullet points of the 16 new taxes that are in it, more than 50 draconian police state points. We're also going to get a perspective in 30 minutes, 430 minutes in the next hour with Mike Adams from an alternative medicine view of what's in the bill. And of course, it goes after that. The federal government, with the IRS as its enforcer, is now your doctor with their new comparative care where they decide what you get. This was written by the insurance companies as a giant wealth redistribution to themselves. The fools all over television cheering, saying, I'm going to get free health care now, have no idea what's about to happen. They're the same idiots a year and a half ago when Obama got elected in November saying, my car is paid for. I don't have to worry about my house. Oh, thank you, Mr. President. My life is saved. You're going to give me everything. What fools to the slaughter. But more importantly today, we're going to talk about how we defeat this legislation, how we repeal it, how we stop it. Because if you're counting on the Republican Party to get rid of this, in the Republican Party's current state, its current makeup, its current leadership, don't hold your breath, because you're going to die. Now, the globalists know destroying America takes time. That's why they implement this over the next 7.5 years. None of it kicks in. Well, the taxes kick in immediately, but none of the so-called freebies start kicking in, and then more draconian control until 2013, 15, and finally 18. They want to take their time. They want you to politically forget about this and go back to sleep. Meanwhile, nationwide, real conservatives, real constitutionalists running for the House and Senate are being attacked mercilessly by the Republican Party. Not just Ron Paul in Texas, with the Republicans running 3 people against him. They failed. But Rand Paul has the neocons, Dick Cheney, all the big publications raising money against him. AIG is pouring money in to his competitors' campaign. And here's the Associated Press today. Grayson can oversee Senate race. That's his biggest challenger, the Republican. He's way ahead of the Democrat. Rand's way ahead of the Republican as well. But that doesn't matter, because hold on to your hat. Grayson runs the election system in Kentucky, and the Republican-run board said, this has never been done before, but it's now allowed. The person Rand is running against gets to run the election. That'd be like if you had Al Capone in federal court, letting him be the judge. Secretary of State Trey Grayson can oversee the U.S. Senate race in Kentucky without any apparent conflict of interest, a government ethics panel ruled Friday. He is the chief elections official. Guaranteed he's going to give all his cronies in the election department jobs in the U.S. Senate. Do you think there's a conflict of interest there? Well, not according to the Republican Party. And with people like Grayson, you're going to keep that health care bill. The Republicans had the House, Senate, and the presidency for 4 years. Did they repeal anything? Abortion, any of it? No. And they're not going to do this either.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
10 minutes ago, Barack H. Obama, a.k.a. Barry Sotero, that's his real name. We got attorney Phil Berg, father of the birthers, joining us in the last hour today. Break down the latest developments with Barry Sotero. Barry Sotero signed the bill. It had already passed the Senate weeks ago. It passed the House and went back to the Senate and then to the president last night. He signed it about 11 minutes ago, a minute or so shy of noon Eastern time, high noon. And those crooks were so satisfied, and they chanted, "Yes, we can. Yes, we did." And they're going to chant, "Yes, we're going to shut down your factory. Yes, we're going to home inspect you under the greenhouse gas taxes." They're now back with that. Why not go for broke? And they're going to chant, "Yes, we can. Yes, we did. Ban your guns." And they're going to chant, "Yes, we can. Yes, we did. Stage terror attacks to blame it on the American people and use NORTHCOM on us." These are hardcore criminals. And remember, the Republican Party, actually for the first 6 years of Bush's administration, had the House, the Senate, and the executive. Did you see abortion get repealed? No. Did you see the government triple in size? Yes. Did you see the Democrats vote with the Republicans for the Patriot Act to be used against the American people? Did you see the banks line up to rob us? And did you see Obama, like a relay runner, grab the baton from Bush with perfect execution and run it across the finish line? Absolutely. So Republican, mainline Republican system are going to make hay out of this. And no doubt they're going to get control of the House this year. Maybe even the Senate within the next 2 years, 3 years, and the presidency. But if we don't make this the number one issue to repeal the EPA's executive fiat, where they're coming out with all their new taxes and regulation on the greenhouse gas baloney, and if we don't move to fully dismantle this government takeover of health care, this country is done. Today, I want to go over in more detail what's in the bill, but I also want to talk about solutions to defeat it. No longer the bill, what's in this law? Now law, totally unconstitutional, totally illegal. And look, having 38 states, 12 have already said they're going to file. So the media is saying it's only 12, but 38 states have said they're going to block it. It's not enough to have 38 states file lawsuits with the federal government in their federal whorehouse court that it's going to go to in D.C. That's not enough. In fact, that's not even a beginning. The states need to all be called into emergency session. Start calling your state. If they're not in session right now, you tell them block whatever other garbage bills they're trying to pass to raise taxes or hire more cops or open the borders up or whatever treason they're engaged in. You tell them drop all that right now and start state-level recalls of your senators and House members. You call for your states to go into emergency session and pass very strong laws with great white shark teeth in their mouth. We've got the Bill of Rights, we've got the Constitution, we've got the state laws, we've got the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. You tell the states you pass laws with serious teeth in them that no federal agency will enforce any of this unconstitutional criminality. And look, if they want to try to march troops into the courthouses and state houses, let them try. This isn't some moral issue where the feds could march in because they wouldn't let black kids into a school. CNN always plays clips of that and says, let the states try to block this. And sure, they'll bring out a rent a mob of illegal aliens and welfare people to stand and chant in front of the military to make it look like the people want this. But the real people of America, black, white, old, young, it doesn't matter, Hispanic, Asian, anybody who isn't a parasite and who's free market and believes in a free society, anyone who doesn't want to be slaves, and that's what this is, will be out there to meet them. And it's going to take a fight. But the feds will back off. They're not going to call the army out to do this. The feds aren't going to get away with this. You take your states back and you say, no, our state is a free state. This bill is discriminatory. This bill was passed illegally. It's openly unconstitutional. This is as bad as what Europe has. But it isn't socialism. In Europe, they take a big part of the working person's paycheck and give you supposed watered-down, cruddy health care where you wait 18 months for cancer surgery and die, or you go for a month without being given a bath. Now, these are all confirmed cases. They just treat you like absolute garbage. The bureaucrats and big banks get all the money. The banks take your money for health care and give about 10% on average for actual health care. That's how this works. This is just a new tax. And federal regulatory control over all the states. And they're coming in at every level. And we're going to go over it today. But the solution is an aggressive campaign at the state level, and you cannot let mainline Republicans who were bought and paid for by the very same insurance companies that wrote this legislation for the banking system that owns them. You have got to get people in like Rand Paul. You have got to run for Congress and Senate yourself. You've got to run for State House. You've got to support people that are running who swear to stand in front of the government's tanks, this illegitimate criminal government's tanks, if need be. It is time to say, no, this is the United States. This is not Soviet or communist Russia or China. But this is even worse than that. Sure, the communists always kept most of the money and stole it for themselves and got everybody dependent and fighting over scarce resources. Government comes in, makes the resources more scarce, so then they can dole them out to people to control everyone and become fabulously wealthy and powerful for themselves and special interest. But this is even worse because it doesn't even have any free health care. This was written by the insurance companies on record. But they ran that little scam where the media kept saying, the insurance companies don't want this. Our job is to get the Wall Street Journal articles out and the statements by the lobbyists and the Business Week articles. It's all out there, but they all spin it like it's a good thing. They report it dryly that, hey, this bill isn't too bad. The insurance companies wrote it. We have to get that message out because the Republicans are going to come out and say, Obama's a commie and the Kremlin's running him. No, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Chase are. That's who pumped $1 billion into this guy. They're going to pose like it's communism, and which is bad enough, but it's not. And, oh, you know, we've got to go after the Democrats. You remove the Democrats, you're just going to have the Republicans. You have to remove the entire lot of establishment types. Because the Republicans are going to go in, they'll probably never even repeal it because you've got to have 60 senators and a two-thirds majority in the House, a supermajority. Oh, they put it in there where these shackles are bolted on and welded on. And Houdini's going to have trouble getting out of this. At the federal level, you just have the states say no, and the states can do that. You know, the South, the Civil War was not about slavery, and Abraham Lincoln wrote about that and spoke about that. It was about, they almost had a war when Andrew Jackson was president, but because he was a Southerner, he could talk to the South and stop the war that the British were manipulating. But the South had real grievances. It was over higher taxes on tobacco and cotton and things like that, and corn and wheat, than on goods in the North. It was on the federal government telling the states what to do. They just lie to you in the history books you know, that they teach the kids in school, any real, even mainline history book admits the truth, that it was about trade and about taxes. And the feds came in and they burned down every major city in the South and murdered hundreds of thousands. And since the 1860s, then they put troops in all the towns, and then by 1878, the South had rebelled, and the feds had been thrown out. Two regional governors that were put in over Texas were kicked out at gunpoint, down the street from where I sit. Oh, they don't put that in the kids' textbooks, though it's in mainline history. And so that's what posse comitatus is. You don't have federalized federal police and troops running around here. But now they've overridden that, and we're right back in the same place. This is about domination. This has nothing to do with people wearing turbans that live in caves. And I think you're starting to figure that out. So, number one, we have to have the states nullify this and pass laws against it. Private lawsuits for discrimination need to be passed. People need to get those going. The state's lawsuits, all of it, because this is illegal. And you've got to go after politically. Go to all the events they're at, scream them down, shout them down. Every event these Democrats go to, everywhere they go, church, it doesn't matter. You get in their face. You follow them everywhere. They are public servants, not authorities or officials, and you let them know. They were up there smiling, chanting, yes, we can, yes, we did, and smiling like they just robbed a bank. What a pack of dirty, low-down criminals. And again, all the real conservatives running as Republicans and starting to win are being targeted by the Republican Party. You've got to take the Republican Party back, and I know a lot of Democrats are mad. You've got to take your party back. Dennis Kucinich told the truth and said this was a giant robbery for insurance companies, but he got bought off. He needs to go. The Democratic Party is so lawless, they tried to pass this bill without even voting on it. But they dropped that Saturday. Obama, about 30 minutes ago, or a little less, signed the bill into law. It is law. And it is criminal. So the bottom line here is, if we let the Republican Party manage the supposed reversal of all of this, if we let them play the part of our saviors, they are going to keep most of this legislation in place because they work for the same banks that own the insurance companies that wrote this legislation. If we fight this as if we're against giving people free health care, the dumbed down mass out there, a large percentage of people, will go along with this and not understand the debate. If we point out that both parties are involved, this is a giant hoax, a scam, and that the insurance companies wrote it, and if we quote to the Democrats what Howard Dean and what Dennis Kucinich and others said when they told the truth before they flip-flopped, we can defeat this. If we explain to people that all the new taxes, all the new regulations, all the new control, that is coming down on them is to pay the banks money that they've swindled, then we can defeat this. It is important from day one, while people are paying attention to this issue, before it fades off into the distance, then we have a chance of defeating it. I got a couple emails last night, and I saw a comment on one of my YouTube videos, somebody saying, Alex, you said this thing was going to put massive taxes on us and make us lose jobs and that there's implantable microchips in the legislation. If I don't see this happen in the next few days, I'm going to expose you. What a fool you are. And the globalists know you're a fool. Those of you that sent me those emails and made those comments, this doesn't start kicking in until 2013. They know you're going to forget about it, so they can quietly sneak in under stealth and implement it. We got the SPP documents 3 years ago through four-year lawsuits. North American Union. What did it state? That it had to be done by stealth. That was the first item on the agenda. The European Union 3 years ago celebrated its 50th anniversary. It didn't supposedly start till 2000, but they set it up in 57 by stealth. And those documents have now been released to the BBC. They do this stuff slowly. Now, the taxes are going to hit right away on people making over $125,000 a year. It's joint incomes of $250,000. It goes as high as a 5% added tax on top of the other tax increase Obama's ramming through, getting rid of the last tax cut. So there will be Americans for the first time in U.S. history in a 45% tax bracket, and all the big money people, all the big banks, they're offshore. They get most of your tax money. They don't pay it. This is going to be the restaurant owner, you know, who makes $300,000 a year. They're just going to let people go. This is going to be the guy that owns a car lot. This is going to be the person that owns a tanning salon or owns a workout gym. This is going to be the people that own a car rental place or a hotel. All the big corporations are for this. That's why Business Week reported that the big corporations are celebrating, because this will vertically integrate the market. Now, not only is it important that we all get the facts and that every one of you become extremely educated on the facts. I know most of you are, but some of the new listeners aren't. So you can speak to this issue at city council, county commissioners, the state house, on a soapbox, at your church. Never shut up about it. Because if they get away with this, the sky is the limit. But when we come back, I want to talk about the pincer attack, how the Democrats are going to hit us and try to keep this in place, and more importantly, how the controlled opposition Republicans are. And I'm going to get to this report. Obama plans propaganda blitz to boost acceptance of health care bill. They're announcing a giant blitzkrieg with taxpayer money, because now that it's law, they can do this, telling you how great it is and lying about it year after year after year. And I'm already seeing TV ads by special interest being run telling you how great this is, because they know in every major poll it's upwards or higher than 70% against it. They know. So we're going to break that down. I'm also going to go over 17 taxes that are in the bill from the subsections. And then I'm going to go over 50 depressing facts about the healthcare system that will make you beg for reform. But then it's not just all the taxes and regulations and surveilling the self-employed and harassing you. The way this bill's written, they can every year just start raising the taxes. There's also the IRS enforcing it and all the surveillance and regulation and control. This is going to be a bombshell broadcast today. Stay with us.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into
okay, I'm going to walk through every facet of the bill right now. Then I'm getting into how the establishment, both parties, plan on keeping this in place. The Republicans will play the part of the opposition, just like the Democrats played the part of opposition against torture, secret arrest, lobbyists, and illegal wars. Now they're all for it. You will see the exact same thing on Obama's agenda when he leaves office. And I don't see any way he's going to be in office in 3 years, unless the Republicans run another dead horse like Bob Dole against Bill Clinton in 1996. Now let's go through it very simply. Here's how Obama is going to raise your taxes by $1.9 trillion. $9.154 billion, number one, disclosing all payments over $600 to anybody. Total surveillance over all private business, the IRS expanding by an order of magnitude. I mean, it's unspeakable the unconstitutional power they're giving this group. What is the tax? By reestablishing reporting rules of deals over $600 between individuals or businesses, compliance in terms of paying proper taxes on such deals would increase, making far fewer losses in the tax system. That's what the bill says. So total surveillance and control. $14.196 billion, permanent increase in unemployment payroll tax. Just separate. Everybody's got to pay more to the unemployment tax, which is run at the state level but controlled by the feds. And I got my letter last year saying it's now part of the North American Union reporting system. I don't report to the feds or the state of Texas. I report to the Security Prosperity Partnership. What is the tax? This is a proposal for the permanent extension of 0.2 increase to the original 6% unemployment insurance on the first $7,000 paid to employees annually. $14.196 billion, now law. $14.413 billion, closed tax loopholes for insurance companies and their products. This is meant to shut down the smaller companies while the big ones wrote it. What is the tax? The reforms in the insurance code are broad, but include specific provisions meant to target the sale of life insurance contracts onto third parties who do not pay the full taxable amount, even though they received the payout. Continuing, $18.965 billion reinstate Superfund taxes. Certain taxes on the production and use of dangerous chemicals were eliminated after 96. They were previously held in a fund for the purpose of paying for the damage from any dangerous chemical leak or spill. Now that fund is to be renewed. The same purpose. $23.729 billion. Remember, it's always higher than what they say. Estate and gift tax loopholes closed. They always call any money you keep a loophole. They call gun shows being open a loophole. How it works. Several rules relating to the estate tax will be modified for consistency purposes to avoid loopholes and such things as valuation and misuse of trust. Again, this is from the bill, so they spin it to sound good. Continuing, $23.977 billion carried profits taxed on ordinary income. This is an issue primarily to do with private equity hedge funds and other investment funds which charge individual profits as business profits, thus reducing the tax rates on many employees' carried interest. This is to be changed so that these carried interest profits are considered individual rather than business profits. $23.987 billion modified the cellulose biofuel producer credit, changing the rules on current tax incentive for biofuel production. Again, none of this has to do with health care, you're beginning to notice. It's nothing but a giant tax bill, and it doesn't even give people free health care. It's incredible. Changing the rules on tax incentive for biofuel production to exclude profits made from other purposes, such as paper industry byproducts, except so more taxes on American industry that's already moving to China. This would allow the discount to go directly to the biofuel producers rather than products with tenuous links to the industry. $38.819 billion. This is per year, by the way. Eliminate fossil fuel tax preferences. Yeah, tax your fuel more. This repeals includes a wide range of incentives from tax credits for coal production to tax exemptions on drilling. So a tax on drilling in America and becoming more self-sufficient. Can't do that. That's evil. But again, China, India, 100-plus countries, no taxes. Everybody moves there. We're not allowed to drill in the Gulf, but China and Russia can. They're moving in. The changes are made to meet the G20 agreement that all subsidies on fossil fuels should be eliminated. So that's part of the whole carbon tax flotilla of laws. $38.819 billion will be passed on to you every year. And by the way, I printed this, but this didn't print the whole thing. This doesn't have all the taxes in it. This only has a fraction of them. There's 17. This is like 10. The binder's the 50. No. This is the 50. It's a separate. This is only 10 of the 17. Thanks. I need the last. Because this doesn't even get into all the taxes, the 2.5, the 5% tax on top of the other tax increases. This doesn't get into any of that. Continuing. 59.085 billion repeal of LIFO accounting method for inventories. The LIFO is a form of accounting to do with inventory, allowing firms to take a tax discount advantage over more internationally accepted rules such as FIFO or first in, first out. Changing this would result in simplifications for IRS rules and SEC compliance with international norms. So it's all about going under international law and control. Now I'm going to get into all of the other taxes that are involved in this coming up. But first I wanted to get into this piece of news. Obama plans propaganda blitz to boost acceptance of health care bill. This is from CNS News. It's not enough for Democrats to have passed their health care reform bill. Now they want everybody to like the bill that was rammed through Congress without a single Republican vote. The Washington Post reported on Monday that President Obama will begin an immediate public relations blitz aimed at turning around Americans' opinions on the health care bill. Really? His approval rating just fell again to the lowest ever, breaking all previous records. The Washington Post said the PR effort will proceed in three stages. The immediate aftermath of passage, the months leading up to the midterm election in November, and the next few years leading up to the 2012 presidential election. So 3 years of brainwashing, and because it's a federal law, they can run it as public service announcements telling you how great it is. The Republicans have way overshot the runway in their criticism of health reform, the Post quoted White House communications director saying on Monday morning, Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius says she believes people who dislike the bill will feel better as they learn more about it. Oh, yes. She told CBS The Early Show she thought that what has been going on for the better part of the year is a lot of attempts to confuse and scare Americans. Sebelius said people will be happy with the legislation once they learn more about how it changes the rules governing how insurance companies operate. But Senator John McCain on Monday denounced what he called the government takeover of health care. McCain's even against it. Boy, you know it's bad. McCain said Republicans will change it every place we can, and he called the legislation terribly wrong for America. McCain said he was repulsed by all this euphoria going on and argued that outside the Beltway, the American people are very angry. They don't like it, and we're going to repeal this. Yeah, I bet you are, McCain. Again, they're bought and paid for by the insurance companies and banks, the big Republicans are. They wrote this. And so they're playing it off like it's communism. It's a total ripoff is what it is. And that it's all the Democrats. No, Bush violated the Constitution. Bush tripled the size of government. Bush worked with the Democrats. And we can't allow this to happen again. The problem is if the bankers start new wars or stage terror attacks, people will tend to forget about this and their fake patriotism. And we'll do whatever they're told. We've got to get ahead of this and fully discredit the government. This is a lawless, criminal tool of big offshore banks to rape the country, period. So Obama has now signed it. He's going to launch onto the road, out there lying to people, telling folks how great it is. And later, I'm going to play a clip of him during the campaign promising that he would not sign or push for a vote on a bill until people had 5 days to read it. They didn't make that bill public until Saturday, less than 24 hours from their vote, and then it went to the Senate and changes were made that no one was even allowed to see to the final bill that was made public this morning, which I haven't even had a chance to see. So he didn't even give you an hour to read the final bill before he signed it. Lies, 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 and more lies. So when CNS News runs the headline, Congress votes to socialize health care in the United States. I mean, if people rob a bank, that's not socializing, that's robbing. And socialism is bad enough, but to all these liberals, you need to be made to understand. You think there's a free lunch. You think taxing people 5% who make over $250,000 a year, you think that's cute and funny. Have you noticed the jobs are already shutting down? Have you noticed people don't want to hire more folks? Have you noticed a lot of doctors are retiring 10, 15, 20 years early? Have you noticed that they can't get health care in England? All of you idiots who thought government-run health care was going to be fun but wondered why all the foreigners come here for health care, you're about to learn why. The truth is nobody got turned away from health care who knew their rights. The government could have just given all Americans $5,000 a year, and this thing would have cost maybe 15% of what it did. But it isn't that. It's taxes on oil, taxes on land, taxes on property, taxes on everything. Under international law, you heard me just read from the stinking bill just a moment ago. And I didn't even go through half of the points. We're going to go over those. I thought I'd printed them. They weren't on the back sheet. My fault. And I'm going to go over later the 50 depressing facts about the healthcare system. Here are the depressing facts. I'll go into some of them now. America spends $7,290 per capita on health care, far more than any other country, and this is only going to go up while the quality goes down. America spent $2.4 trillion on health care in 2008. That's nearly as much as food, clothing, and national defense combined, because it's all a giant ripoff. And the insurance companies wrote the bill. You think it's going to get better? From 2000 to 2007, healthcare premiums increased 10.6% a year. In the same period, overall inflation averaged 2.8. Because government got involved 30 years ago. A majority of Americans complain that their doctors neither spend enough time with them nor respect them. You think that's bad? Wait till you're like England. Only 28% of U.S. doctors use electronic medical records, 90% do in the U.K. That means federal control. Most doctors in Europe are paid based on performance in America. This is true only for 30%. And it goes on and on and on. And remember, Obama's approval rating now, here is some of the good news. Virginia calls health bill unconstitutional, files suit. The state of Virginia has confirmed that it will sue the federal government over the health care reform bill, declaring the legislation unconstitutional and legally conflicting. The Attorney General of Virginia issued a statement last night giving notification that the state will file suit as soon as the president signs the bill into law. This was written this morning by Steve Watson. Mike Adams, coming up in about 15 minutes, wrote an article for Natural News, Healthcare Dictatorship, A Crime Against America. This is from the Alternative Medicine View. 38 states have said they're going to file suit. 12 are confirming they're doing it today. Here's a Bloomberg headline. Remember Obama's spread the wealth comment? Yeah, to the bankers. New healthcare taxes help Obama spread the wealth. President Barack Obama said on the campaign trail October 28th, in October 2008, that he wanted to spread the wealth around, with Obama on the verge of signing sweeping health care overhaul legislation, and he's now done just that. In the final version of the legislation passed in the Senate, high-income investors will pay higher Medicare taxes. Tax breaks for out-of-pocket medical deductions will be curtailed. Yeah, they've got taxes on tanning beds, taxes on plastic surgery. So you get your nose broken, you're going to pay extra for that. Taxes on medical care equipment and supplies, that'll be passed on to you. And it will cost insurance companies more to pay executives millions of dollars. Those levies will help fund expansion of Medicaid and Medicare services on the poor and subsidized health insurance to cover millions who don't currently have benefits. It's very clear that taxes are levied on the wealthy and the benefits will spread across the entire income distribution, with a lot going to expand Medicaid distribution and expanding health insurance, said Robert Williams. See, you're not going to be given insurance. You're going to be going on government welfare. You understand that? Then they spy on you. It's a horrible level of care. It's eugenics. An economist at the Tax Policy Center, a Washington research institute backed by the Urban Institute and Brookings Institution, said one couldn't claim he didn't keep that one promise to spread the wealth around. Yeah, this is the one promise Obama kept. In all, the bill would generate $409.2 billion in addition in taxes, according to analysis by the Congressional Joint Committee on Taxation. Most of the private estimates are $1.9 trillion. Most of the revenue would come from higher Medicaid taxes on about 1 million individuals earning more than $200,000 and about 4 million couples who jointly file making more than $250,000. Yeah, this is not on individuals over $250,000. This is on couples. Okay? It's individuals of $200,000, couples over $250,000. The legislation would, for the first time, apply Medicare taxes to investment income received by these households, beginning in 2013. So now they're setting the precedent to tax your investments on top of capital gains. The 3.8% rate would apply to unearned income such as realized capital gains, dividends, that's on top of the already there taxes, interest, rents, and royalties. Royalties and rents and interest. It would apply to other income subject to income taxes, including interest from municipal bonds and retirement accounts such as 401k plans until funds are withdrawn. You like that? They're going to tax your savings that you already paid taxes on. Double, triple, quadruple taxing. Obama's budget proposes to allow the existing 15% tax rate on dividends and capital gains to rise to 20% by 2011 for the same high earners. Layering a 3.8% Medicare tax on top of that would mean a new top rate for individuals and capital gains of 23.8 on top of the new 45% tax bracket they've created as an overall income tax. 23.8 on top of 45. I mean, they're talking about... This is unbelievable. What is 45 and 28? I mean, they're right up there close to 70-something percent. I mean, this is insane. This is like France. We're going live at PrisonPlanet.tv for the second, third, and fourth hour. If you want to watch us live in living color, get on over to PrisonPlanet.tv for the radio listeners. Here's some more of the taxes in the bill. Excise tax on high-cost employer-sponsored health coverage. But the unions, some of the big unions are exempt. It's discriminatory, but if they're Communist Party members, it's okay. Or Nazi Party members. A 40% tax on health insurance plans exceeding determined levels. So the government now isn't just taking your money and making you buy insurance. And that's the big tax on self-employed people. Of $5,000 a year, or the IRS grabs your bank account. I mean, think about that. In Europe, they just take your money and give you some cruddy government health care. Here, they make you go buy it. What if you don't have it? A lot of people don't have it. Well, CPS comes. Those levels are projected by 2013 to be $8,500 a year. So you got a good deal on insurance? Nope, sorry. 40% tax for those that have good insurance. You got to love that. Increase in additional tax on distribution from HSA and Archer MSAs not used for qualified medical expenses. You want to buy insurance that covers everything? Sorry. An increase from 10 to 20% on taxes of money in a health savings account not used for qualified medical expenses. So now the IRS is going to be in all your medical records, indexing them and sharing them with other agencies. That's in the bill. We don't cover this test you got. We don't cover this surgery you got. We don't think you need a mammogram below 45. We're going to tax you on your savings account, your medical savings account. So, medical savings accounts increase a 15 to 20% tax. I just can't believe this. A tax on failing hospitals. A $50,000 tax on hospital organizations which fail to meet described quality requirements. So you don't do what the feds say over your local health care, they're going to put a $50,000 tax on you that they decide. So now the IRS and the hospitals, as total enforcers with guns, they're all getting guns. Imposition of annual fee on branded prescription pharmaceutical manufacturers and importers. They'll just pass that along to you in cost. A fee based upon sales of pharmaceutical companies in relation to total sale of such pharmaceutical products to the public. Imposition of annual fee on medical device manufacturers and importers. So that'll be passed on to you. That makes healthcare go up. Oh, isn't that nice? Medical device manufacturers must pay a fee in relation to the sales of their product in the marketplace and the total sales of devices. Imposition of annual fee on health insurance providers. A fee applied to all health insurer providers based on net premiums and third-party fees associated with the administration of those programs. And the big insurance companies wrote that to shut down their opposition. Additional hospital insurance tax on high-income taxpayers. That's on top of the 2.5 to 5%. People over $200,000 a year required to pay an additional 0.5% of total wages. Excise tax on elective cosmetic medical procedures. You got a bunion on your foot? That's elective. You got a broken nose? That's elective. A 5% tax levied, and they can just keep raising it. Tax on individuals without acceptable health care coverage. You don't do what they want? 2.5 to 5% on individuals, on everybody in America. You got to go out and buy insurance, or they're going to come take your money and take your bank account. Health insurance fee. For self-insured plans, a fee on the sponsor, whether the employer or the employee organization. Also a fee on the insurer of every health care plan imposed. That's everybody. A tax on everybody who's got insurance. Doesn't matter if you make $20,000 a year or $1 million. Tax on non-electing businesses who refuse to supply health care. They'll take an 8% tax on wages and from the company. An imposition on a tax on indoor tanning. 10%. We'll be back.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, joins us from an alternative medicine view of the healthcare bill. He calls it a healthcare dictatorship, a crime against America, forcing you in to the corrupt medical system. The big insurance companies wrote the bill. We're going to go over that from Business Week and other publications. Then in 30 minutes when he leaves us, wide open phones, your response to the healthcare bill and how we're going to defeat it. You're looking for the Republicans to defeat it. Don't hold your breath. That is coming up. Mike Adams, good to have you here with us.
Show, Alex. Great show. Important topic, and it is a healthcare dictatorship. Where do you want to start on this?
Well, I mean, you can talk about areas of the bill you have problems with. McCain trying to ban vitamins and minerals in the U.S. Canada has announced they're doing it. People need to realize this stuff is really happening. Just whatever you think's most important. It's a big area to cover, but just dive right in, Mike.
Well, yesterday I was in the office of Dr. Julian Whitaker. He runs the largest alternative medicine clinic in North America. He's one of the pioneers of health freedom, and he and I were talking about this. He was absolutely fuming. He just couldn't believe that this had happened in America. This is supposed to be a free country where people have free choice. But now we are all locked in. We're locked in into a monopoly system, a system that's broken, Alex. I mean, it doesn't even work. All these drugs and surgeries and medications and vaccines, this is what we're being forced into without a choice, being penalized
financially. Well, that's the key. They penalize any surgery or any medicine or anything the government says isn't kosher. And they're even going after mainline medical procedures and regular tests, not just alternative medicine. And they're saying they're going to fine and fee you and take money out of your medical savings account and put taxes on companies and individuals if you take an alternate route. This sets an incredible precedent.
Well, this is the conclusion we came to, that the medical system, the monopoly, cannot afford to let Americans have a free choice. Because if they did, if people chose supplements, if people chose vitamin D and sunlight and even tanning beds, actually they help your body create vitamin D. It's been scientifically proven in clinical trials by Dr. Michael Hollick. They cannot let people have that free choice because the cancer industry would lose money, the pharmaceutical industry would lose money, they would lose patients out to natural medicine. We have, I wrote this in the article you mentioned, we have a vitamin D deficiency epidemic in America. And any real health care reform, Alex, should start with nutrition so that we can prevent disease and prevent these costs and prevent our nation from going bankrupt from health care costs.
When we come back, we'll talk about that and break it down. But they know that you need moderate sun and that literally hundreds of major studies show that most cancer is generated because you do have this deficiency of the vitamin that the sunlight interacts with the skin and creates. They know sodium fluoride in the water is giving people cancer. They know GMO food is massively increasing stomach, intestine, and colon cancer. The government doesn't want you to be healthy and happy. They're poisoning people by design and pushing Ritalin and Prozac on the population.
Yeah, that's right. And now they're making it even more difficult to get out of that. And with McCain and his effort that I call Pharmageddon, he's trying to just censor supplements and make sure that people can't even get therapeutic doses of basic vitamins like vitamin C, things that we know help prevent disease. And I mean, this is, I'm surprised, Alex, at how how bad this is getting now in America. It scares me, too.
Mike, we're going to go to break, and I'm going to come in with a minute or two of Obama from his signing. And it's unconstitutional, it's criminal, it's government control over our lives. We know the government is corrupt. We know they lie continually. We know they don't have our best interest in heart. We know the big banks and insurance companies wrote this. We know it goes after alternative care and medicine. It is just so unbelievable, the magnitude of this. My head is spinning. It literally is spinning right now, attempting to cover and break all of this evil down. But from an alternative medicine and vitamin and nutrients.
After almost a century of trying, today, after over a year of debate, today, after all the votes have been tallied, health insurance reform becomes law in the United States of America. Today.
He hates America so much.
Well, it is fitting that Congress passed this historic legislation this week.
What a criminal.
For as we mark the turning of spring, we also mark
Barry Sotero.
In a few moments, when I
sign
this
bill,
we know
his name's fake.
All of the overheated rhetoric over reform will finally confront the reality of reform.
That the IRS is going to rape everybody and take over our lives and shut down alternative medicine? You mean that?
Well, the Senate still has the last round of improvements to make on this historic legislation, and these are improvements I'm confident they will make swiftly.
This is what he said yesterday. Natural News is our guest, one of the preeminent experts on all the attempts by the UN, Codex Alimentarius, John McCain, and the White House to restrict vitamins, minerals, and alternative care. That is in this bill. But even mainline surgeries, mainline tests, taxes on your health funds, forcing everyone to buy health care, just an absolute rape with armed IRS agents, 16,500 to 20,000 new IRS agents to be involved, looking in your bank accounts, looking at your medical records. The IRS now controls what medical care you get. That's not rhetoric. That is the legislation. Mike Adams, continue getting into what this bill does to alternative care, not just mainline care.
Well, this bill is devastating to alternative care, Alex, because it excludes it. So it doesn't have any provisions for covering chiropractic care, for example, or acupuncture, or even nutritional medicine. It doesn't do anything to help Americans take care of their own health. All it really accomplishes is trapping Americans in a system of disease and sickness and bankruptcy. This is the same system that is bankrupting states right now, states like California. This is the same system that's bankrupting families and corporations. I mean, half the reason we're losing so many jobs to overseas companies is because our U.S. corporations can't afford the health care because it's really sick care. It's disease care. And now with this new legislation, it's going to become even less affordable. I mean, what, an 8% payroll tax on companies that can't or don't provide a system of health insurance that the government wants? You know, so more jobs are going to go overseas. This is more of a job loss in America. This is going to harm our economy even more, and it's going to cost, believe me, tens of trillions of dollars in lost economic productivity and extra costs over the next decade. Tens of trillions of dollars.
Well, break down specifically why you're so concerned about this.
Well, look, our system does not work as it is. I mean, look, I'm all for reform, Alex. We need real reform. We need a system that helps Americans be healthy. Like you, we have compassion for our fellow Americans. We want people to have less suffering. We want people to be healthier, more productive. so they live longer and they can earn more money, and because their brains are working well, they have good cognitive function, and they're actually paying more taxes into the tax base to help fund those things that do need to be funded. But that's not what's happening. In this bill, it is enforcing sick care. It is taxing people who have chosen to take care of their health and try to stay outside the system. For example, I don't have health insurance, Alex, and many Americans who are taking care of their health have chosen not to have health insurance.
Well, that's another great point. I mean, let's say you're 35, 40 years old, you're in great shape, you've got a savings account, you don't want to have to go buy health insurance. That's why the insurance company lobbies wrote the bill, and then they played this propaganda piece about how they were against the bill in the media so they wouldn't get the heat on them, because if the public figures out the health insurance industry wrote this to make 35 to 40 million Americans buy their overpriced crap to go get their dangerous health care, if the public ever finds that out, they're going to understand this isn't just a wealth transference to the poor people. It's a wealth transference to the elite and a total takeover of our lives. How in a free society can the government make you go buy health care? How are they going to make people like Christian Scientists who don't believe in mainline health care get health care? How are they going to make people who are scared of hospitals, who've almost died in them, of infections and the wrong drugs? I mean, I'm scared of hospitals. How are they going to make you go? I mean, this is just total tyranny.
Well, it is, and this is the difference between conventional medicine versus alternative medicine or holistic medicine. In the world of alternative and holistic medicine, we believe in free choice, that everybody should have their choice, all parents. They can choose vaccines if they want, but they should also have the right to choose no vaccine for their children. But conventional medicine, that is pharmaceutical medicine, does not believe in your right to choose anything. They believe that if you disagree with them, you should be arrested at gunpoint. You should have your children taken away from you by Child Protective Services. You should be forced to have a chemotherapy injection in your veins by a court order because you disagree with their scientists who are all paid off by Big Pharma in the first place. I mean, this is the key philosophical difference between conventional medicine and natural medicine. And that's why the entire natural medicine community is just up in arms over this legislation right now. This is a medical dictatorship that we're now facing.
Well, we're not joking about this. This is not rhetoric. You were on hold earlier. Did you hear me read over 16 of the taxes, and that's only the beginning, that are in this bill? Excise tax on high-cost employer-sponsored health coverage, but then the big labor unions are exempt. 40% tax if people want to get a nice health care plan where there's no deductible. You spend $8,500 a year, and the IRS can arbitrarily change this. For your whole family, then they're going to give you a 40% tax. So they're saying you can't have too good a care. That's totally unconstitutional.
Well, it's completely unaffordable. I mean, I don't know how American families are supposed to be able to pay for this. And frankly, the only reason that many people can afford to buy organic produce or to buy health foods or nutritional supplements, the things that are keeping them healthy, the only reason that they can afford that is because they're not putting their money into health insurance. You know, $1,000 a month that you're not spending on health insurance goes a long way towards buying healthy foods that keep you healthy and keep you out of the hospital and keep you from getting the flu in the first place. So now they're going to take away this discretionary income from people. They're going to leave people stuck in a cycle where the only thing that they can afford is processed, genetically modified, corn-made processed food. And that's going to cause even more disease. But this is a disaster for the health of Americans.
Well, that's another point. When we talked about it briefly earlier, the government knows they're putting hundreds of dangerous chemicals under the name of sodium fluoride in the water. They know it's hurting people. They know the vaccines are hurting people. They know that they want to reduce our population. They've stated we're living too long. Tom Daschle, who originally wrote the bill, wrote in his book that old people have a duty to die, and that Europeans understand this. Once they get us all collectivized, now they can play us off, old against young, young against old, alternative medicine against mainline traditional medicine. They can now regulate how much salt you use, how much meat you eat. They're openly saying now that they're going to have comparative care. And under that term, the government is going to decide what tests you get, what medical procedures you get, and that they're going to, quote, save health care costs by cutting Medicare and Medicaid. So all this does is cut the quality of Medicare and Medicaid and then put more people on Medicare and Medicaid who can't afford insurance. But then those that are right on the line who are making $20,000, $30,000 a year, they are forced to buy overpriced health insurance. I mean, this is outrageous.
And this is why the physicians don't like this either, because the physicians know that Medicare and Medicaid are the worst payers. They pay late. They discount what they pay. Doctors, more and more clinics, are refusing to even take Medicare and Medicaid because it just doesn't make sense for the doctors and the health providers. So you're going to end up with a situation here, Alex, where you have all these Americans now forced to be put on Medicare or Medicaid, and they're not going to be able to find a doctor. And they're going to be treated the way our veterans have been treated too often in our veterans' hospitals. And this makes me very angry that our veterans of World War II and Vietnam and more recent actions, they are treated like third-world citizens almost in our own hospitals by our own government. They're not given the medical care. I saw a patient with my own eyes being given surgery in a closet in a veterans hospital. I mean, it wasn't even a sterile room. This is the kind of stuff that goes on, and it's going to now get worse and affect mainstream American families because the physicians just won't have anything to do with the system if they can help it.
Mike, how do we defeat this? How do we turn this around?
Well, I don't have all the answers, but this isn't just about health care. This is about the shift towards fascism. You know, the healthcare, this healthcare legislation is just a symptom, I think, of a bigger problem. In my opinion, we've got to get back to taking back our freedoms. You know, peacefully, democratically, I'm not the kind of person who advocates violence, but I think that we do have to stand up and have the courage to take back the freedoms that we are supposed to be guaranteed in this country. And those freedoms include freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and obviously the freedom to choose whatever system of health care that we want to choose.
Mike Adams, stay there. We're going to come back and get into some more facets of this legislation. And I've got my own ideas of how to defeat it. Then coming up, your phone calls toll free at 1-800-259-9231. We're talking about the health care bill.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. Obama has now signed the House bill. The Senate is supposedly going to make more changes, and then it'll just be law. And then Obama says he'll slap an executive order on it, barring federal money for abortion. That's another red herring, as Ron Paul has spoken about. They send the money to the hospitals or Planned Parenthood, and then they use the federal money on one issue and then move that other money they would have spent on abortions or on the other issue over to abortions. And congressional law trumps executive order. Going back to Mike Adams, Mike, in the few minutes we've got left with you, then we're coming back with calls. People are in denial out there. I saw the Toronto Star 2 weeks ago with the headline, government orders pharmacies and health food shops not to sell supplements anymore. And no law, no, they just said, we'll arrest you if you do. And listed was fish oil, vitamin C, Melaleuca oil, everything. McCain's bill would have tried this. I mean, they're really coming after us. And it was bizarre. Cass Sunstein said, ban 9/11 conspiracy theories, ban man-made global warming theories. If you don't believe it's man-made, you should be arrested or fined. He also said it's a conspiracy theory if you believe moderate sunlight is good, and that should be banned. They know sunlight is literally magic. And why are they so scared of sunlight?
Because sunlight's free. And when you get sunlight, your risks of cancer drop by almost 80%. That is, if you have sufficient levels of vitamin D, you can prevent almost 4 out of 5 cancers of all types.
And then you add the vitamin C and you're protected.
Well, yes, and vitamin D also protects you against osteoporosis, diabetes, heart disease, depression. I mean, these are the main areas of revenue.
And diabetes is up, what, 3,000% in the last 20 years? People were drinking the same amount of corn syrup then. I mean, people aren't getting sunlight.
That's it. We are sunlight deficient in this nation. But the important reason why they're going after sunlight is because sunlight doesn't require a prescription. So you don't need a physician to heal yourself by walking in the sun.
And so they put a 10% tax on any type of lamps or anything that gives you artificial sun, despite all the Northern European studies showing you don't just physically need it, mentally you need sunlight.
That's right. This is the secret of the tanning industry. They can't claim that their beds help your body generate vitamin D and therefore prevent disease, but medically it's absolutely true that they do. Now, you know, I'm not saying go out and fry yourself under the sun. You need good nutrition to prevent sunburn. Sunburn is actually typically caused by a lack of antioxidants in your skin. And when you boost your nutritional intake, you'll have more resistance to sunburn, and you'll generate more vitamin D.
Look, it's simple. Healthier. Europeans have white skin and blue eyes. This is scientific fact, to absorb light. The brain needs it through the eyes, ladies and gentlemen. The body needs it. That's why people who get too much sun near the equator have black skin, to protect them away from the sun, white skin, to absorb it. So, yes, white people don't need to be out frying in the sun, but they've done studies with black people that don't get sun, get even higher rates of cancer because it becomes fashionable to have lighter skin. No. White people are supposed to be light brown, and black people are supposed to be black. We need the sun.
Well, right. If you take an African-American and you put them in an indoor environment, you know, working in an office all day long, especially in at a northern latitude, like in Chicago, for example, they are almost certainly going to be vitamin D deficient, and they're going to have very aggressive cancer, either breast or prostate cancer. And the cancer industry knows that, and they know that that's their best revenue stream, and they won't tell African-Americans to get vitamin D because they know that they're going to make more money off of these people if they keep us all nutritionally ignorant. That's what they're trying to do, to keep us all ignorant. White people, black people, Hispanics, everybody. That's their agenda.
Absolutely. Well, Mike, we're going to have you back on soon to break more of this down, but hard to believe they got it passed, and hard to believe it's as bad as any version previously. I mean, this bill, we're still digesting it. It is just unbelievably horrible. Are you excited, though, to see massive resistance and to see people waking up because of this?
Yes, I am, and I think this is going to be the battleground of states' rights versus federal tyranny. You know, we already see maybe 37, 38 states moving towards legislation to challenge this, and we need this showdown to happen. It's time.
Fire out your websites.
Naturalnews.com. That's where you can find updates every day. And thanks for having me on, Alex. Always a pleasure.
Mike Adams, you do an incredible job. Talk to you again soon. Your phone calls and the solution to defeat this straight ahead. I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in. I want to say great job, crew. We'll be back.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Okay, I'm going to your phone calls for the next 2.5 hours. We have attorney Phil Berg, the founder of the birther movement, joining us in the last hour to talk about a host of issues. We're going to have open phones, 1-800-259-9231. But a lot of people's eyes that were only partially open or were shut are now wide open. And next hour, when I start the next hour, I'm going to spend about 10 minutes like a laser beam on solutions and on real ideas that historically we know are constitutional and have 100% chance of defeating this, because this is illegal. It is unconstitutional. It is discriminatory, with some of the unions being exempt from this 40%+ tax on good health care plans. This is unbelievable. Families with $8,500. But I am angry. I am upset. But more than that, this just confirms everything we already know. When I get up here and I say the government wants to kill you, they're a bunch of eugenicists, the White House science czar, Ted Turner, thousands of documents, hundreds of books, UN documents. All they talk about is getting a world government in, getting everybody under government control, government-run health care, banning vitamins and minerals, and literally sterilizing and one-child policy and killing your butt. I was talking to people in the office. Everybody knows somebody 20, 25, 30 with breast cancer, testicular cancer, every disease off the charts, mercury in the vaccines, hundreds of poisons they put in the water under the name fluoride. They know what they're doing. They don't have your best interest at heart. They're raising taxes at the state level. They're telling cops to write more tickets. The CPS is grabbing more people's children. Everybody out there has to become a full-time info warrior. Everyone has to call into talk radio, go to city council, start blogs, start local newsletters, put flyers up. You've got to do it every week, not every once in a while. You've got to get involved and make this your full-time hobby, because it's not a hobby. It is self-preservation. They're not going to stop there. Coming up next hour, they're now going to try to ram through in the Senate the greenhouse gas tax bill. They've already destroyed themselves politically. They're bought and paid for. They're going ahead with this. We've got two new films that cover all the latest developments that are coming out in April. You can pre-order now on DVD. I suggest you pre-order now so you get them first, and your purchase makes this radio show and what we're doing possible. Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, 2 hours, 20-plus minutes. Who the globalists are, how they operate, their white slavery rings, the pedophile rings in the government drug dealing, how the roundtable shadow government group runs the country, how they control both parties. So many amazing interviews in this film. It is a new level in production quality from this office, directed by Jason Burmes. All our best graphics people, Aaron Dykes, Rob Jacobson editing. You can pre-order it now. And when you get it with Police State 4, you can get either one of them discounted. Police State 4, I haven't made a Police State film in almost 8 years. It proves the FEMA camps. It covers the COG. It shows riot police and troops with sound cannons and police dogs attacking people at the G20 and other places. It's got mercenaries trying to take over Hardin, Montana. It's got false flag terror, and the underwear bombing exposes a total government operation. It exposes Glenn Beck for covering up the FEMA camps. The film is 2 hours and 20-something minutes long as well. DVD 9, over 3 hours total, both films have a bunch of extras, and your purchase makes this show possible. And when you get my films that I produce, I directed Police State 4, Burmes, Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined, with the globalist openly admitting world government, how they're going to run your life, what they're doing, all available at InfoWars.com. Get them, make copies, give them to everybody you know, air them on Access TV, show them to your church. These films, look at what our other films have done. Almost every caller that calls in, I say, what woke you up? Your films. Somebody gave me your films. It's the best tool we've got is you getting the films and taking action with them. Toll-free number to call and pre-order, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also get Jesse Ventura's new book, number 4 on the New York Times bestseller list, 1995, hard copy, hardcover. Covers a whole host of key issues. You get a free film of your choice. Nobody's offering that deal. A $44.95 value for 1995, InfoWars.com. You can order that right now. That is now shipping. 888-253-3139, or you can write to me, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Again, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Now I'm going to calm down, and I'm going to go to your calls quickly throughout the next 2 hours and 20-something minutes. And I am going to cover solutions and how the Republicans are going to plan to sell us out on this. You heard it here first, unless you hold their feet to the fire. Now, right now, for the next few weeks, everybody's paying attention to this, but it's phased in over the next 8 years so that you don't feel all the pain at worse at once. And the Democrats think you're stupid and won't stay angry and won't stay focused. We're going to change that. And we're going to lay out the true players and what really happened here. This is not just collectivism and taking rich people or wealthy people or middle class people's money to give some poor people health care. This is worse than what Europe has. We're going to break it down. Let's go to Richard in NEB. I don't know what that means. I guess that's Nebraska. Richard, go ahead.
I just had a question or comment on I was truly outraged about the vitamin aspect of it. And I was thinking there's no way that it would sort of defeat itself or reverse itself like it did about 20 some years ago when they first had the, how you call it, insurance companies would have people call in to see if they could go to the hospital or if they were covered under some things. And then people who were pregnant got to only one day to, instead of three or something until it sort of self-defeated itself after 3 days. But then the more I'm hearing you about it, the more it sounds like they're going to try and put a lock on defeating people and wanting to use vitamins and stuff like that.
Richard, I appreciate your call. Look, this has comparative medicine language where the federal government and the IRS decide what, and once the law is passed, they're given blanket power, what type of health care you can get. It's not just vitamins. If your doctor wants to prescribe them to them, then that's not paid for by your government insurance or by your private insurance. This is everything the insurance companies ever wanted to deny people care. This is everything they ever pushed for to lower the quality of care and, quote, lower prices. It's just so unspeakably bad. George in Connecticut, you're on the air.
Hi. I'm really depressed over this thing, too. But I'm wondering, what happens if we put together a Bill of Rights type of thing for the Republicans, that they have to repeal this thing entirely and get every Republican to sign on it or some sort of...
Absolutely. I'm going to write that down. I hadn't thought of that. We need a citizen pledge written up that is hardcore, that they all swear to sign on to, because the insurance companies run the Republican leadership. They're going to come in and just change a few things. You watch. We need this whole, and we don't need to count. We need to attack on every front. We need to have the states pass laws. The states sue. We need to have congressmen go in and have investigations. We need to point out that insurance companies lobbied for this. That's the big secret they don't want people to know. That the insurance companies wrote this to make you pay them money, and the insurance companies need to be sued for their involvement. This is racketeering.
Second point I would thought of, what about putting through the states that every legislature that goes to Congress, whether a congressman or a senator, has to sign on, that he has to sign every point that it's different from the bill. For example, if they stick in something like you can't have vitamins, they have to sign on.
Yeah, that's a Read the Bill Act. And they've been trying to pass that at the federal level. Most of these congressmen never even look at the bills. They're literally written by the lobbyist.
But what I'm really getting at, what the real point of it is, what I'd like to see is maybe put an act in every state, if they haven't read these bills, they're retroactively null and void until they sign, that vote on it, so that they have to be read over, and every point has to be brought to the, if the people generally don't like these bills, they have to be given to the states, and they have to ratify it through the people's, like a proposition type of situation. That way it would force them to either read the bills and really have things that people want, or they'd have to put it on a proposition, and then they couldn't sneak this thing through. And the other thing is, they should not be allowed to vote on any bill that they have not at least fully read and initialed everything, because then they couldn't keep sneaking in these bills at the last minute and saying, I didn't read the bill. I really didn't know what was in it.
Good point, George. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Phil in Ohio. Phil, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Yes.
First off, sir, God bless you.
God bless you.
I admire you. I'm 66, and I know your time's valuable. I want to be brief, but the reason I bring my age into it, I've been opposing big government since the 70s. I am in the John Birch Society and our Get Us Out of the UN campaign. I'm sure you're old enough to be aware of that.
Yes.
But what I wanted to tie in with is health care. My oldest daughter had breast cancer, and one of the things that I learned about in the Birch Society when I first began was Laetril, a natural cure for cancer for many people. I myself knew of three survivors that had cancer disappear entirely with Laetril. But my point is, I think, and I need your opinion, one of the ideas that I've had, and I wanted to ask you, where Ron Paul's legislation is on auditing the Federal Reserve.
Okay, it passed the House, it's in the U.S. Senate, and it's gaining sponsors. And we need to continue to not just focus on the Republicans and Democrats as being the source of our woes, but actually look at the real private banking structure that wants control of all of our revenue streams. That's why there's now taxes on individuals' investments, scores of new taxes, increase in capital gains, you name it, on everybody in this. And it's just so monstrous. I appreciate your call, Phil. Let's talk to Scott in Washington. Scott, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, I'd like to expose one of the ways, one of the propaganda angles that they're now trying to come at it with. And I actually took on one of these so-called phony talk show hosts, who's an Ed Schultz protege, about now that they're running around here saying that now that the bill is law, they're just accepted. He was running around here yipping about the federal government has so much rights under the Commerce Clause to mandate people and that state law trumps or federal law.
The federal government has no business saying you've got to buy something from a private interest. It's outrageously illegal.
So
and they say, it's law. You got to go along with it as if a citizen doesn't have a right to be against something once something's law.
Exactly. And I called this guy up. So I challenged him. He's supposed to be a so-called legal analyst. And I told him, I said, okay, you name one case, one precedent in all the 200 years where the federal government has ever mandated anyone to purchase anything from any company before. He goes off into this song and dance about three different cases about them regulating stuff about something about marijuana and all that. And I said, look, sir, regulation is one thing. We're not talking about regulation. We're talking about mandates. Well, I can't name any. What do you want me to do? Lie like I'm a Republican?
Exactly. We know what made America great. And this is the opposite. This is all new. Look, they picked carbon to tax and carbon dioxide because everybody puts it off. Every industry releases it. Humans exhale it. It's good. They don't want to actually stop anything environmental that's bad. They want the broadest tax to control all human activity. They want to run your health care. They want to run your states. They want to control your vitamins. They want to have your kids in the schools being brought up by them. This is a total takeover. I appreciate your call, Scott. Good points. Of course he couldn't give you an example, but now they have their precedent. Now they're going to try more of this. We have a lawless government, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, we have real conservatives like Rand Paul, 10 points ahead in Kentucky, to be a U.S. senator. He'll audit the Fed. He'll get rid of this health care. He'll vote against it. It'll set a precedent for others to run. So the Republican Party is coming out against him to beat him. Even though he's 10 points ahead of the Republican and more than 10 points ahead of the Democrat. And now the guy they've got is a Republican running against him. And I'm going to cover this coming up. The guy they've got running against him is the head of the election commission in the state. And the commission has said, yes, you can be the head of the Kentucky elections and run yourself and run the election and have your employees that are set to get jobs for you in the U.S. Senate. You can run the election when you're running against Rand Paul. See, that's my biggest criticism of the Republicans, is they were for the Patriot Act. They were for illegal preemptive wars of aggression. They were for tripling the size of government. They're for all this corporate welfare to the Pentagon and to the defense contractors, trillions a year. They're all for warrantless wiretapping. The Democrats were against it when they were out of power. Now that they're in power, they're all for it because they all work for the same people. And the Republicans that are against this health care bill now, the leadership, the Lindsey Graham types, when they're in power, in the next few years, they're going to be for it. You watch. Oh, they'll change a few things, but it'll be the same. It's like Newt Gingrich and John McCain say global warming's real. They want the taxes. All the Republican leadership are a bunch of scum, and that's why they're going out against Rand Paul, Ron Paul's son in Kentucky. And they've written big editorials that we've read here on air where they're like, oh, my God, if Rand wins, it's over for us neocons, who were a bunch of Trotskyites. Trotsky's people came over to the U.S. on record and set up the major Republican Party. CIA-controlled head of the National Review, William F. Buckley, as a young man, was hired by the CIA to come out and criticize conservative Republicans, Barry Goldwater types, to then take over the Republican Party with the Trotskyites, Trotsky's top lieutenant. It's just so incredible. William Crystal's dad. And it's the same scum today. So if you don't remove them, none of this gets changed. You understand? I am grieving for my nation right now, and I hope you're grieving. I'm going to talk about solutions coming up in the next hour. Joe Biden got caught cussing right before he introduced Obama. He spoke first minutes before they signed the treacherous, treasonous bill. And as Obama came up to the stage, he said, this is a big effing deal, and shook his hand. We've got the video. We're not going to play it on the radio, play cuss words. We're going to beep out the effing part, but we're going to play this on air coming up in the next hour. And it's the celebration. Yes, we can. Yes, we did. We're going to run your life. We're going to tell you how much insurance you're going to have. We're going to make you give money to private industry that wrote this. We're going to decide what type of health care you get. And now, coming up, they are going to try to ram through the greenhouse gas tax bill. They know they can't do it through executive order. They're trying. Now they're going to try to pass this because, hell, it's already so unpopular. Why not? And the House has already passed it. I mean, we're in a lot of trouble, ladies and gentlemen. And remember, the Republican Party leadership is for this. Remember, they're just as big an enemy as the Democrats. But if we get into a partisan debate, they can divide us across those lines. You got to reach out to the idiot Democrats and idiot Republicans out there that still think their party represents them. The good news is Harry Reid has an 8% approval rating in Gallup poll. The Congress has a 10%. Pelosi has an 11%. These are lawless, dirtbag scum. Oh, it just, I'm so angry. I can barely do this show today. I mean, I am just, I have children, folks. I know what tyranny is. I know how almost every other country in the world has fallen to tyranny. I know this is a giant scam, and it's only the beginning. Our country's shutting down. We've got 22% unemployment. The banks are raping us and every other major nation. We're going to end up like Argentina or Nigeria or Greece. We've got to be like Iceland and say no to these people. It's the banks running the country, and they've got a new way to tax us and a whole bunch of new taxes they just passed. But that's not even as bad as the IRS running your medical records and deciding what treatments you can get. That is in the bill. They tax you if you get treatments they say you don't need. It's so horrible. And all the states are passing new taxes? America's got to get serious. America has got to wake up. The VA is the only government-run health care in this country, and it's the worst on the planet. You're going to get the equivalent of VA health care, and that's what the insurance companies want. They get to have the government set what the care is now and give you crap and protect them from all the liability lawsuits from people who don't get the right care under their insurance. I'm sorry. You ever get so angry that you're not even mad, you just have a headache? And the way they're celebrating and laughing, and Biden, that little gangster criminal thug. I'm going to talk about solutions coming up next hour. We got to be bold and say we want prison time. We want indictments, not we want lawsuits. We want everything. Attack them on every front. Get up off your butts. And make the Republican talk show host quit lying and saying every day that insurance companies don't make that much money and aren't corrupt. They wrote the stinking thing. They're not free market. They make money off making you buy this stuff. All right, I'm starting to get a migraine headache and only have a couple a year. And, you know, I'm actually starting to get the frosty stuff in my eyes. So I've got to somehow calm down. I'm not angry. I'm focused. I'm not going to blow up. I'm going to breathe. Folks, I'm going into slavery. You're going into slavery. My children are going into slavery. I don't want to leave the United States. It's world government. There's nowhere to leave. There's nowhere to run to. We got to stand and fight. But I do feel like I could kick the butt of about 20 people. I mean, I mean, right now, you could line up 15 good old boys, and I could whoop every one of their butts. I'm so angry.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are being domesticated. We are going into bondage and slavery. 30% of the public or so are useful idiots who think they're about to get something free. Now they'll wonder why they can't get jobs and go on welfare. To see the criminals celebrating and laughing when they know full well what they've done makes me become extremely angry. And that's normal. That's natural. When UT loses a football game, something like 15% of Austin the next day doesn't even go into work. They get depressed. You should get depressed about becoming a dependent of a bunch of criminal scum. We have lawless criminal scum running our government. And a lot of moron Republicans are thinking, oh, good, our people will get elected now. When have you seen Republicans repeal anything these Democrats do? You better let the scumbag Republicans know that they got a pledge. I'm going to talk about solutions coming up. But it's a normal response to have the government take over your health care and tell you what type of health care you can have and who you got to buy it from. This is worse than Europe socialism. This is rapism. This is scamism. This is piracy. This is fraud. This is robbery. And the way it was passed, everything else, it's just, now I've had a chance to really read over the latest version, the final version that Barry Sotaro, his real name is Barry Sotaro. The issue isn't even the birth certificate. It's that he has a fake name, Barack Obama. His dad wasn't born here. The evidence shows he isn't even American. He's a piece of trash, but he is just a smiley-faced Harvard America-hating piece of trash. He's just a puppet of these banks who've looted the world. I swear eternal vigilance and warfare in the info war against all this scum. And all you idiots that work for the government and buy into all this control freak garbage, you make me sick. JJ in Ohio, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, that's exactly my point, that the Republican is going to sell us down the river. A lot of people are putting their faith in that particular party, and you know, it's time people wake up. I mean, just look at McCain-Palin fraud, for example. John McCain saying today that he's going to do everything possible to stop this bill from going through and from progressing. And
he's only doing that trying to keep a Senate seat. He's a lying piece of filth.
Exactly. He's up against great odds out there against J.D. Hayworth in Arizona. Exactly.
Yeah, J.D. Hayworth isn't perfect, but he's a million times better than John McCain.
And these guys will say anything they have to say to stay in power. But John McCain, you look at him. He's been trying to take our supplements away even outside of this bill. And, you know, he's got that new bill they're trying to get through where if you say anything against public policy or against the government, you know, you're considered a subversive and should be detained without...
That's right. That's right. In fact, I forgot that bill number. Call Watson. What's the Subversive Detainment Act? Pull up the Prison Planet article where it says, for any reason the president wishes, American citizens can be secretly arrested and interrogated by the Pentagon. I mean, that's what I mean, folks. They're openly saying the president can shut down the web. They're openly, I mean, this is real tyranny. This is hot tyranny. This isn't cold, creeping tyranny. This is a criminal takeover by a bunch of smiley-faced bastards that have bankrupted the country, and now they want to steal everything else that's left and feed it into their mouth because the UN and the globalists hate America. The CIA hates America. They're a bunch of criminal terrorist scum.
Exactly, Alex, and even Lindsey Graham has just said recently that the Republican Party platform needs to include the global warming program or they won't be considered politically correct. You know, so they're going to go along with that whole program of...
Of course, they all work for the same establishment. The oil companies are behind the global warming tax. The insurance companies are behind this. It's all ways to get more of your money because they're all owned by the banks. The insurance companies, the oil, it's the banks. It's the banks. They want it all. They're grabbing it all. They're scum. More calls and solutions straight ahead.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to take some more of your phone calls responding to the looting, the robbery, the unconstitutional criminal takeover that is government care, banker care, insurance company robbery care. But the biggest issue is framing this debate correctly. The neocons have all been lying on talk radio and TV for the last year, saying the insurance companies are good, the big ones. Different animal from the small ones, and that they're against this bill. And the fake liberal media perpetuates this hoax in the paradigm, saying that insurance companies are against it. The insurance companies wrote it. Their stock is going up. It makes 30-plus million people buy their overpriced crud. It has the feds setting with comparative care what type of procedure you can get, what type of test you can get. It restricts alternative care. This was written by Big Pharma and the healthcare industry. They have screwed up our care. They've used government tax money to pay for poor people to get Medicare and Medicaid. If you'd have kept your tax money, you'd have got a lot better care investing it. They're getting a big domesticated group of people, and filled with illegal aliens, I should add, to use as a political weapon against the population. Here are some of my ideas on solutions. I'm going to get into these in more detail after some calls. A lot of people are just going to dump their insurance as a protest before all this gets phased in the next year and a half. Because the taxes, the forced insurance comes in the next year and a half. Then the supposed benefits start kicking in through 2018. That way they can probably just never even give the public some of the chicken feed, and they'll probably repeal it by then. This is just a giant tax. And gets the IRS involved in deciding what procedures you get. That's in the bill. I read it last hour. Now signed into law that they will go into you and fine you if you spend money on health care that they don't agree with. They will go in and take money out of your health care account that's supposedly tax-free because you invested after-tax money in it. So this is the top insurance companies with the top health companies and Big Pharma steering and controlling medicine. That's what it does. And I'll go back over that. So a lot of people are going to dump their insurance in protest. Others are saying this is it. They're not going to pay income tax anymore. They're dropping off the grid. That's why they've hired 16 to 20,000 new, they're debating the number, to go out and charge you with all these crimes now if you're caught working off the grid. That's the big bonanza. Tens of millions of people that have to go buy insurance from these companies that wrote the bill. We don't just want the states to sue. We want the states to nullify and pass laws at the state level saying the feds can't operate this within our state. We need the states to rebel and say, we're going to start keeping our education money, our highway funds. You're not going to run our life anymore. This is all unconstitutional. Not just this new outrage, but all of it. It's all bad. And that's where the Republicans have been a bunch of scum. Lindsey Graham, Newt Gingrich, all of them, John McCain, global warming's real, we need this tax. That takes over the industry, lets the federal government selectively enforce unlimited power. Any company they want to fine, fee, or shut down, any business, home inspections, now they're trying to pass that, that's coming up. It's all bad. It's all unconstitutional. The Republicans have got what they like, the Democrats have got what they like, and they all cover for each other. When the Republicans are out of power, they pose as patriots. Then when they get in power, the Democrats pose as patriots, and they leapfrog. Their legs on the same ogre, and they take a step forward, a left foot, a right foot. They punch you with the left, they punch you with the right. Let's start looking at the brain of the New World Order, the private banks, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Citibank, Wells Fargo, those are your private shareholders in the Federal Reserve. Those are the criminals that wrote this stinking thing. Warren Buffett out there promoting it. That big, fat, degenerate eugenics, Planned Parenthood, piece of trash. Bill Gates out pushing his vaccines to, quote, cut population. A Freudian slip. These are cold-hearted murderers, criminals, control freaks. Oh, yeah, Obama funding forced abortion in China. Buffett and Gates pushing it. Doubling the amount of abortion funding worldwide, making you pay for abortions in this bill, and telling you Obama's going to sign an executive order. They're already for decades been using federal funds for abortions. It comes into the hospital or clinic, and they take money that they were going to spend on another program. They use the federal money on that and then take that money and use it on the abortions. It's a shell game. Hey, some of you may love abortion. You may want to get one every few months. You like it. You don't think it's a human. You're dehumanized. You're a fool. You're an idiot. You think it's cute that 51% to 52% of blacks were never born and were killed. You know, you're a black leader that thinks that's real cool because, you know, killing black people is what you do for the brothers because you're down. But you're worried about, you know, somebody called you a name, but, oh, let's kill half the black people. You're all a bunch of eugenic scum. All right, I'm ranting. I said I go to your calls. Attorney Philberg's coming up with the latest on Barry Sitaro, and we've got the color photos of the young Barry Sitaro and his teacher talking about, oh, he was Barry Sitaro. You know, we have his school enrollment forms. That's why all his forms are sealed. His name isn't even Barack Obama. That is admitted. He's admitted his name's Barry Sitaro. He's a fake. But again, it doesn't matter. It's about them training us that we don't get an American citizen as a president. It's about them training us that he can become the head of the UN, totally illegal under the Constitution. I cover it in Fall of the Republic. It's about them training that they can deem and pass. And by the way, I was mistaken. Because they keep changing their legislative thing. They said the Senate was going to fix it Sunday and Monday. And so I thought that they changed it and the bill was secret, the final version. Obama said in the speech today, he signed it, but it's going back to the Senate. That's a form of deem and pass. He signs a bill, they're going to change. I mean, this is just total lawlessness, total evil, I'm even blown away. I can't believe it. It's just, they couldn't believe it in Germany. They couldn't believe it in Russia. They couldn't believe it in China. They couldn't believe it in Cuba. They couldn't believe it in Cambodia. People can't believe they're openly saying they're going to shut down free speech on the web. It's happening. They can't believe troops are at checkpoints suddenly. They can't believe there's naked body scanners and now it's going to be mandatory. And mobile naked body scanner 18-wheeler trailers that they're going to set up and run people through. When you go to concerts, they ask in the video, do you have a recording device? That's the terrorism. This is a science fiction nightmare takeover. Who's up first here? Diane in Nevada, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Hi, Alex. Hi. I want to, at what point do we, you know, say enough is enough? I myself I've raised six kids, and I did whatever I could to raise them for 15 years when my husband and I split up, and I never took a dime of welfare. When this economy dropped and everything, I ended up homeless. I was living in a nice, beautiful home and on a golf course, and my youngest daughter and I ended up homeless, and I wasn't eligible because I was working self-employed, and what happened was they sent me to the welfare, right? So I went to the welfare, and I told them I just need a little bit of money help, and they forced me to get onto the Medicaid, right? They forced me to see a psychiatrist like three times a week, to take all kinds of medications. They made me so sick.
Ma'am, let me stop you. That's what people don't get about Canada and England. They drive you into bankruptcy. They make you go see a shrink who works for them to try to get dirt on you to take your children. And then the government health care you get is horrible.
My God. It made me so sick, and to the point where I was seeing demons. These drugs were—I've never seen demons before or any hallucinations.
Well, no, it's admitted that Prozac and all those drugs do make you have hallucinations. So how did this end?
I was like dizzy, and I fell down and broke my finger, and I said, "Enough is enough." I cut up my Medicaid cards. I said, I listen to you all the time, and I said, I'm just cutting my connections. I don't know how I'm going to make it, and I've been making it, you know. But they sent me a letter, and they said, we're not taking you off. You're not allowed to see, you know, that you're, like, it's scary.
Are they trying to take your daughter?
No, because she's like a teenager.
Oh, they would have snatched her if she was little. They love to have their way with them.
Yeah.
They put the average foster child on seven psychotropics. More than two-thirds are on it. It's a murder gang. And we need to recognize them for the murdering control freak, gibbering scum, filth they are, who love wrecking society. And here's another thing. Most people that go on unemployment now are being kicked off. So they're just homeless everywhere. And they want to wreck the families because families are where people can live together. And then the illegal aliens are all exempt because they're here to drive down the wages and destroy everyone.
No, so what I'm saying is, I mean, they sent me a letter saying that I have to continue to receive their medical care through the HMO that I have, and I am not allowed to seek another insurance company until
you've got to go to the government now, so you don't get a choice. They've got you where they want you. Well, do you have any family that can help you?
You know, I do, but my family's having problems, too. We live in Las Vegas, and my one son...
Well, everybody's got to get together. Everybody's got to defend each other and see the government as your enemy and the banks as your enemy. And just God bless you, Diane. It tears my guts out to hear what they've done to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States of America, Barack Obama.
You heard Big Biden say this is a big effing deal to the president. They know what they've done. They all had demonic smiles on their faces. They were relishing it. These are hardcore criminals with Bush that stole $28 trillion the last year and a half. And they're taking down countries worldwide. And they killed over 1 million Iraqis. And they're building factories full of weapons and bombs. And this, they're putting NORTHCOM on the street. Going back more than 10 years ago under Head Start and all these programs where they trick even mainstream mothers. Oh, put your child in preschool early. We don't want you having your kid till they're five. Put them in when they're two or three or four, and you get free schooling. You get three CPS visits a year, and I saw a number of over 19% of the time they take your kids. Right up at half the time they open an investigation. So when you go in to get your free health care, they're going to say, oh, you're destitute. Oh, you're in the system. Yeah, go see this psychiatrist. And if you're forced into this, you better keep your mouth shut, just talk nice about Obama because it's a devilish cult. I just love Obama. I'm part of Obama. And they'll say, money's yours. Oh, cash. You're an illegal alien. Cash. Just, it's all yours. Take it. We hate America. But if you go in there and say, I don't want to be on this. I did good. I don't like welfare. They're going to be like, CPS, take their kids right now. Get them in a rape room right now. God, get this person's kid right now. Oh, I hate America. I mean, these are just blobs of hate and evil that hate the American people and hate anything good. They are trash. They are filth. I'm not kidding. I know who these people are. Ugh. All right, I'm going to get into solutions to fight these scum. But seeing their enjoyment just enrages me. They love everything evil. They love everything disgusting. They're just filth. And you're like, oh, it's not that bad. Look at history. I'm a history buff. I know, okay? I know what's happening to my family. And I'm red-blooded and a fighter, and I'm angry. And you better get angry. I'm so glad I'm in the info war. I'm so glad I've been waging war on them for 14 years. I'm glad all of you are out there. This would have been a lot worse. These bastards are behind schedule. And we're going to keep them more behind schedule. We're going to fight for every inch of ground. The Republican Party leadership are scum and are going to try to go along with this greenhouse gas tax stuff. And when you lose your stinking job and are there with the CPS trying to take your kids on welfare, you remember I warned you, all of you out there. Okay, let's go to Tom in Texas. Tom, you're on the air.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate it. I think I have the seed of a solution here. I'm a delegate to the Republican state convention in Dallas at the Dallas Convention Center on June 11th and 12th.
We need aggressive groups screaming and yelling traitor at the Republican leadership in every state and saying, look, no more games, scum. We know you're scum.
Well, if you let me finish.
Go ahead.
We have representatives from every county in Texas. And we voted on resolutions that we want to hold all the Republicans to that are elected to state office. And let me run down the list real quick. There's only six of them. First one is Texas sovereignty. We want a tough great white whale law for that. We want private property rights. We want limited government spending, firearms ownership, life. They must come clean in public on their stance on these. And we want term limits for all state elected officials, period. And we are bringing that to the floor June 11th and 12th. Harry better not think that he's on a cakewalk to the governorship.
Well, let me just add this, Tom. And, you know, I'm interrupting because I'm enraged right now, and I can tell you're angry. We need to add in there that the state representatives are going to aggressively, and that means under the Constitution, militarily, that means physically, keep the feds out and reverse all this unconstitutional land grabs, road grabs, child grabs, Head Start, the health care bill, the global carbon taxes. None of it. No more of our tax money goes to the bankers. None of it. They've gone too far.
That's what we're talking about. That's exactly what we're talking about. First is Texas state sovereignty. Then we vote and say when life begins and when life ends in this state, not the federal government. We don't send any more tax money to them if we don't want to pay for their unfunded mandates. We keep it here.
And now you've got standing in this because the feds are saying you got to pay for abortions.
Make me. I dare you, make me.
Well, that's another good point, Tom. How many pro-lifers is this going to be the last straw for? How many millions are not going to pay taxes now because they're not going to pay to suck babies' brains out?
We're inside now. We're inside. We're going to be in there on the floor voting on these. People like me.
Stay there, Tom. I want you to be able to finish up. Stay with us.
You know, there is such a thing as insidious influence. Does it involve bribery? And does it involve some sort of psychological domination of individuals?
But what does the New World Order mean for countries like ours?
A New World Order.
No world order that elevates one nation or group of people over another will succeed.
It's a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
The whole concept of new world order is something else. It really says that the state is God.
You take the roots of that organization and you find out that they created in all of the British dependencies what they call round table groups. Then around those little round table groups, they created front groups.
We're getting to two levels of government here. One level of government where we have checks and balances, and a higher level of COG government where the constitutional authorities are not allowed to go.
Back then, it wasn't politically wise to be aligned with what his party's right wing considered a shadow world government.
The New World Order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
This is the third leg of the New World Order.
That's why it's important. The people running this country are determined to destroy it.
Invisible Empire, a New World Order defined. Pre-order it on DVD now. It ships out on or before April 15th. Those that order now will get it first. Infowars.com, and you put money into our treasury to run the radio show, the news websites, all the guests, the congressional and state candidates we support here. This is a platform, a firebase, and resistance against the enemy. And make no mistake, you've got to realize that this isn't rhetoric when we talk about the type of criminals running our government. Stalin killed 40 million. Mao killed over 60 million. Hitler, tens of millions. Governments are run by abusive scum when they go bad. And they normally go bad. Look what Thomas Jefferson warned you about. But the idea of liberty and freedom and humans running their own lives, rugged individualism, is the truth. And no army can stop an idea whose time has come. The people are waking up, they are angry, and the globalists are ramming all this through, even though it's unpopular. Now, I'm going to go back to your calls and then into solutions. But I want to say this right now. It's okay to get a Republican Party platform. Texas has one that I could write. They ignore the platform, but it's good to make it even more hardcore. We need to run people for state houses and demand that, and when I say militarily block it, I mean if they ever march troops into states trying to make people buy private insurance, we need the sheriffs to escort them out. We need to start standing up against this out of control. What is NORTHCOM set up? What is the John Warner Defense Authorization Act set up? What does it do? What are all these bills they've got? Just get Watson on the phone on air right now. I want to just get Watson on because I can't remember the name of it, and I can just get him on air and ask him. I covered it two weeks ago, and there's just so much of this evil, I can't even. Extremist Radicalization Act, it says the Pentagon will arrest citizens with no cause for any reason the president or Pentagon wishes and, quote, imprison you or jail you. And then a caller mentioned it 2 hours ago. I can't even keep track of this myself. I mean, it is a deluge. It is a deluge of absolute, total, and absolute, complete tyranny. Now, going back to Tom briefly. Tom, I mean, you know, the Republicans in Texas have had great platforms before that the citizens get passed in the party. But the party always does the opposite. So I'm not saying your plan isn't good, but, I mean, how do you make them carry it out?
Here it is. Be it resolved that the Republican Party of Texas adopt a rule that adds to the content of the application for a place on the ballot the requirement that the candidate signs the following pledge. I solemnly swear or affirm on my honor to support or do no harm to Texas state sovereignty. And the other ones that I mentioned, they're all the same, worded the same, with the understanding that Texas will retain its sovereignty, freedom, and independence, and every power, jurisdiction, and right which is not expressly delegated to the federal government by the U.S. Constitution and oppose mandates beyond the scope of federal authority. If you want to be on the ballot in Texas, you got to sign this. And that's what we're working for.
God bless you, Tom. Good job. How do people help you? How do people help you, Tom? All right, he hung up. I can hear him in the background. Okay, look. This is illegal. This is un-American. We have a right to say no to this. I want to go to Watson, though, because for an hour I've been trying to remember the exact headline. And this is a problem we get into. Here it is. Dissenters to be detained as enemy belligerents. and it's the Enemy Belligerence Act, and it says Enemy Belligerent Interrogation, Detention, and Prosecution Act of 2010, and it says for any intelligence purpose or any purpose directed by the president, you can be held, tortured, you name it. This is John McCain and Joe Lieberman. I got Watson on the line, though. I was going to ask him the name of it, but the guys did find it. Watson, over in England under government socialized health care, what is it like for you to see them celebrating this evil?
Well, it's amazing, Alex, because in England, we've got socialized health care whereby for a lot of it, you have to pay, you end up paying for it anyway, for medicines and pills and prescriptions. You have to pay for it anyway.
Yeah, let's explain. They take a bunch of tax money. They take a bunch of tax money that would pay for health care, and then they tax you again. People don't understand. That's in this bill. Go ahead.
Yeah, so they take it out of the income tax to fund the NHS, National Health Service, and then half the time when you get treatment, you have to pay for the treatment anyway. And as you've mentioned, there are horror stories routinely about people waiting years for vital operations, people getting the wrong leg amputated. I mean, the NHS is notoriously terrible, and the hospitals are filthy. They're full of bacteria and viruses. And anybody who's...
You will die on a gurney for up to 3 weeks till you die without water. That's in the news every day.
And anybody who's got any sense or any money goes private. So to not even have the option for it to be completely illegal and for you to be a criminal and a tax cheat if you want private health care, if you don't pay for government-run health care, is astounding.
And let's be clear. You get to keep your private insurance, but the government runs what you can get and then taxes you and your savings accounts if you get any test or any alternative care or even mainline care that they don't agree with. That's what the insurance companies love. This lets them give us crap care.
Yeah, and then if you try to defy it, because the IRS has been tasked to monitor and scrutinize what people write on their income tax returns, and if you don't please them as to conforming to Obamacare, then the fines for an individual are $750 a month every month, and that's $2,250 a month for each household.
And by the way, that's only one part of it. You have a giant article boiling all this down that just went up that needs to go out viral. Obamacare taxing the American people into oblivion. It says the IRS will watch your medical records, so they're now into the hospitals, and that if you get anything you weren't supposed to get that the government says, even on your own plan, that you're supposed to get, that they're going to then tax you with penalties on that.
Yeah, it's taxes within taxes. And the fact is, if you don't comply with it, they've got IRS agents that have recently received fresh shipments of pump-action shotguns and combat training. They're going to descend on you and your family.
And they say that. They say they're going to garnish your wages, take your... Oh, my God. My God, this is insane, Paul. And all these people that have held on, blue-collar workers that don't want to be in a government welfare house, this forces you to now still work, but then go get your health care from them and have the CPS have their way. You will now have to be around big, disgusting, fat pedophiles, and that's who they are. Disgusting, criminal scum.
And it's a feeding frenzy. Now they've got the momentum, or they claim they've got the momentum. You've got Kerry and others saying that they're going to push ahead with the cap and tax. So not only will you have, it's in the article according to the Journal of Accountancy and Bloomberg News, $409 billion in additional taxes by 2019, 9 years from now, and that's just for starters. Now they're going to come in with the cap and tax as well and tax you on your consumption and living standards.
Yeah, let me show people, let me show them some articles. This is out of AP, AFP. After health, Obama zeroes in on climate. Infowars.com, Kurt Nemo, Kerry exploits Obamacare passage to propose carbon tax. And then this is how dumb they think the public is. The sea level will rise, we'll all die if we don't pay all these taxes. Now they're reporting flowers losing scent due to climate change, and they say roses may never have the smell again because it's too hot. What? I mean, that's like, it's like 2-year-old level lies. I'm sorry, Watson, go ahead.
So this is how they treat the public. There were commercials put out by the government in Britain which showed cartoon bunny rabbits and cats and dogs drowning because of the rising sea levels, which aren't rising, going to flood England and Britain and everybody and all the children's little pets. Everybody's going to drown. Just blatantly bellicose, fear-mongering propaganda, and they had to withdraw those ads because they were just ridiculous.
But now the flowers won't smell good. It actually says that.
The British Met Office, which is behind a lot of this, tied in with the IPCC, can't even predict the weather a couple of weeks ahead. Last year they said Britain was going to have a barbecue summer. Turned out to be one of the wettest on record.
Well, this is like saying if you don't pay carbon taxes, coffee won't smell like coffee anymore.
Well, yeah, and then they said we're going to have a mild winter, you know, coldest winter in 30 years. They can't predict the weather weeks ahead, and yet we are expected to trust them with climate models 50 and 100 years into the future.
Good job, Watson. I appreciate your call. And you're right. This is even worse than what England did. It's not even just some free health care that's cruddy for people. It's a total takeover, and all the slaves are going to find this out, but it's phased in. Thank you, Watson.
Thanks, Alex.
There is a key boil down at prisonplanet.com that I have here in my hand. This needs to go viral. This needs to be emailed out to everyone you know. In one spot, it gives you a boil down of what's happening. Obamacare, taxing the American people into oblivion. Excise tax on uninsured individuals. Excise tax on high-cost employer plans. Increase in additional tax on disasters. Distributions from health savings account of 20%. Additional hospital insurance tax on high-income taxpayers. Fees on all health plans. Tax on indoor training services, tanning services, tax on individuals without acceptable health care coverage, excise tax on elective cosmetic medical procedures, the Relocation Reconciliation Act legislates from the following surcharges: taxes on employers, taxes on pharmaceutical companies, taxes on medical device manufacturers, IRS armed coming after you. I just can't even believe this. It's just these people. All right. I said I'm going to get to some solutions, then more of your phone calls. I know you're holding patiently. I'm going to try to be calm. You don't just have the states sue and let the federal courts rule on it. You have the states pass laws and go back on all the unconstitutional, where the feds say, if you want your highway funds, you must give 8,000 miles of Texas roads to Centra of Spain to put toll roads on it. Illegal. No, we're keeping our education funds. No, we're keeping our environment funds. We're keeping all of it. It's over, scum. We're not letting you do this health care plan. We're declaring sovereignty. You sue the insurance companies, the big ones that are on record writing this, because it's racketeering how they went in and lobbied the government to write laws that no member of Congress read in its entirety that make you buy something from them. It's a violation of the Commerce Clause. They claim it's under the Commerce Clause. You educate people. You stay angry. They think you'll forget about this and let them phase it in slow. You run for political office. A lot of people aren't going to pay their income tax now because they're not going to pay for abortions. And it does pay for abortions. That's on record. You continue to educate the public. You never drop this issue. You go into the state conventions of both your parties. You go against all incumbents that voted for this. You donate against them. You campaign against them. You start blogs against your local state representatives or federal, and you start investigating them and digging, and you expose corruption. I mean, you don't play games with these criminals anymore, folks. You have got to get aggressive, and you've got to realize the Republican Party leadership, Graham and the Gingrich, who's out of power, and Senator McCain have all been for this, for the global carbon taxes. Now McCain says he's against it. It's a manipulation. You take the editorials written by Howard Dean and Dennis Kucinich, where they admitted it was a giant robbery for insurance companies, and most importantly, you make it all about the insurance companies and a corporate bailout, a robbery, not free health care. It isn't free health care. They're going to put lots of people on welfare on TV and illegal aliens marching and say, look how great it is. Everyone loves it. Everybody likes it. And they're going to propagandize you. In fact, that's in the news. They're going to spend hundreds of billions of dollars in the next 10 years. They're talking about spending $20 billion in the next 3 years into the election with TV ads paid for with taxpayer money. That's got to be blocked in court. Because now it's federal law, they can say it's informational videos and ads. They want $10 billion additional dollars to fund the IRS enforcement of this. You better pressure Congress to hamstring the legislation that way. It's a propaganda war now. We've got the truth, they've got the lies. They've got the money, we got the truth. You've got to support alternative media and people that tell the truth. You've got to defend the internet from the cybersecurity takeover bill, pass the House now in the Senate. From the global carbon tax takeover, you have got to get aggressive and then just stop complying. Stop complying with government inspectors. Stop complying with animal ID, premises ID. It's not even law. They just force it through. Stop filling out government forms. Don't fill out the census. Call the police over and over again on employers that hire illegal aliens. Sue them yourself for unfair trade practices and doing something illegal. If you've got a similar business that's unfair trade practices that they're doing that, get aggressive, overthrow the amnesty laws in the 800-plus sanctuary cities. Because the key to this is the illegal aliens. They're bringing them in to muscle the American people. And I'm so angry I can barely even continue. Good thing Phil Berg's coming up. I'm going to come back and go to some more of your phone calls. In the first and second, last segment of this hour, first segment of the next hour. And we got Phil Berg coming up. We'll take calls during that as well. I mean, going into bondage, really going into slavery, really seeing the tyranny succeed doesn't shake me to my core. It absolutely enrages me fundamentally. Tyranny is going. And it's time for everybody in the government to admit it's too big, it's out of control, they're making us all dependent to the banks. It's time for this nation to repent. When I talk about solutions, that's the number one solution, is to repent. All of us, that we haven't been enough involved, that we haven't been educated enough about what's really happening, that we haven't been out there opposing this. We have to repent. And we have to have faith that if we stand up and do the right thing, we can stop all this. Again, all the polls show this is unpopular, it's unconstitutional, it's illegal, but the system is doing it. They are criminals. We have to hate them, the leadership of the government. We have to start despising them. We have to start not trusting them. We have to start taking action against them peacefully and lawfully. Funkmaster 5 from Texas, go ahead.
I think that a good solution would be to be prepared to bring up a ballot resolution if the state effort doesn't go through, just banning the federal reach in here into Texas, which would be
already a bunch of states moving to do that. So yes, but we need it to be strong and bold, and we need millions of people to hit the street. We need everybody to get aggressive.
Definitely, you know, and in Texas, I could see that happening. I can see people in Texas getting started, getting up and really going there and being, making their voices heard. And then I think other states will see that happen, and then we'll see a domino effect.
Anything else?
That's it. Thank you very much.
God bless you. Nolan in Illinois, you're on the air.
Alex?
Yes.
I just wanted to speak to the Anglo-American divide and conquer method. I think we need to transform the use of the word racism into ethnicism. We are one race, the human race, and using the word racism plays right into the mouthpieces of...
Yeah, that's what this divide and conquer is they get more people on the government dole to then be their minions to divide people again.
Yep. And earlier you used the analogy of the brain. And, you know, the battle is really at the mouth, and that's right where you are. So you're doing a great job.
Appreciate the call, Nolan. Let's talk to Ray in Ohio.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Man, I am so angry that...
I got three things for you. Don't get mad. Get even. Peacefully, if possible, and if and when possible. The power of love overcomes the love of power. Stop acting angry. You will not reach the people for good. And my lastly, okay, John Boehner for president. That's secondly. And lastly, Mike and the Mechanics, listen to Silent Running, and Huey Lewis, The Power of Love.
All right, Ray. You know what? Getting angry can get a lot done. Our founding fathers got angry. You know, we're told to be passive, to not get upset. We need to get upset. We need to get mad. I agree with Network, Movie Network. All I know is first you've got to get mad. You want to say I'm a human being. My life has value. Steve in Illinois, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. First, I would like to thank you. You are the voice of liberty for this country. I would then also like to say that I'm concerned. There's so much talk on the forums about anti-Jews and Jews are the enemy and that the Zionists created everything that's happening right now. And I just wanted to speak out to the listeners and tell them that you can't contemn a people for the actions of a few. I'm a middle-class American, and I also happen to be a Jew. I also happen to be on the right side of this battle. Aim your anger where it belongs. The enemy is exposed. Don't get sidetracked with hate and bigotry. Focus that anger.
Steve, let me comment on that because we're going to break, but let me say this. The federal government has been caught creating white supremacist groups and pushing this because they want politically it all to be about Jews, so the average American won't become anti-New World Order because they're afraid to because the Jew label's been put on it. Israel needs to be criticized as well as other nations, but not just hating Jews. I agree with you. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the fourth and final hour. Attorney Phil Berg, the new information on Barry Sitaro, our imposter president, coming up. They say Obama will be remembered for this health care bill. I agree. And if we can destroy this imposter politically, we have a better chance of defeating this health care bill if we hold the Republicans' feet to the fire. Laura in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
I want to say that you're doing a great thing, and I am angry, and I've already went to a church, and I've handed out Fall of the Republic, and each and every individual at that church is ready to go to other churches, and we're ready to wake them up right now. I have three children, and I'm in this fight, and they're stepping on the wrong people's toes right now.
Well, I hear your resolve. I hear your anger, and I hear the love for your children. Exactly. Just with my film, Fall of the Republic, that exposes the real government, the banks, the true power structure, if every American saw it, game over. It'll shatter the left-right paradigm. They keep double-teaming us, manipulating us, and if people are angry. If we use this anger, that's a big part of the solution. With people finally angry, if we can keep them angry and focus that, this could blow up in the enemy's face. Go ahead.
And also, duty is ours. Results are God's. That's what Richard Mack said, and I will remember that. So the duty is ours, and once we put forth the duty of reaching out to these people that do not know about this health care bill, that it will cause them to give us forced abortions. That's one thing I know that the church will not agree with, and that they will force vaccinate us. I will not put up with this. This is just fascism.
That's right. That's right. Under the federal guidelines, they say what care you get, and they will refuse you if you don't take shots. And in there, it says the abortions are funded. The executive order means nothing. They'll just shell game the money. It is paying for abortions. No excuse.
And it's time for it to be nullified, and it will be nullified. And I will bring my video camera to each and every convention, and I will stand up against tyranny, and I will bring the churches with me. I will not bow down to this
good
Illuminati.
And every time a scumbag that voted for this goes to a town hall, you bring your church, and you get in those scumbags' faces, and you run them out, and we take the electronic voting machines out, and we roll it all back. We know the government's illegitimate and criminal, and we're not putting up with it.
Right. Thank you, Alex.
God bless you. Good to hear from you, Laura. I like your spirit. Bob in New York, you're on the air.
Yes, hi, Alex. Love your show. Thank God you're on the air. Listen, I understand how everybody feels. The bottom line is this guy's not the president. Everything he signs is null and void. That's it. We have a judicial system or whatever's left of it. We have to use it. If you use violence, that's what they want. Use the judicial system first. See what happens with that. What do you think about that, Alex?
I agree. He definitely has a fake name. We're going to show you photos of him as a child and the teacher and his school records. In fact, pull up the school record, Barry Sitaro school admission records, because there's a photocopy of that online. And he admits it's real. His name isn't even Barack Obama. Everything is fake. And they do this on purpose to set the precedent.
Null and void. Everything he signs is null and void. Thank you, Alex.
Well said,
day.
Bob. You too. God bless you. We're going to talk about how he's a fraud coming up in a minute. Andy in New Jersey, you're on the air.
Yeah, man, Alex, you know, when I hear you play that opening theme song to Rat Patrol, man, you bring me back to memories. And let me be the first to welcome you, Alex, to the United Soviet States of the People's Republic of America. Now, I know you don't like that, but I think you got to do a justice to the great state of Texas. You know, us northerners up here, I know why, but I'll bet you a lot of people don't understand why Texas is the Lone Star State. Now, I'm not mistaken. I believe Texas did not want to be a part of the federal government. Is that correct?
And they signed a treaty to enter the United States that Texas would have its absolute full powers under the 10th Amendment, and that it could leave anytime it wanted to.
Buddy, I think a lot of other states are going to follow the role model, and we'll all become the Lone Star State, Alex. Best wishes.
Well, it's better than being slaves. America's been captured by foreign banks. Our government doesn't exist. It's a group of criminals raping us. And until we get our government back, it doesn't exist. And I say all the states should secede, because I'm not going to be Barack Obama's slave. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If you're watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see the photos of Barry Sitaro in the Mail newspaper. He's got his teacher talking about his name being Barry Sitaro. We've got the school admittance form, religion Islam. And I'm not attacking Muslims. The point is, he lies about all this. He was raised as a Muslim, both his dads. He lies about it. His real name's Barry Sitaro. His school records are all sealed in the U.S. in college. He clearly had CIA connections. Barry Sitaro. See that at the very top? Religion, Islam. And I'll show you this document cam shot. Meet the chubby boy with the curly hair. New photographs of Barack Obama childhood in Indonesia emerge. And how he was Barry Sitaro. And another issue, I want to read from the back of Fall of the Republic. It talks about President Obama has brazenly violated Article 1, Section 9 of the U.S. Constitution by seating himself at the head of the United Nations Security Council, thus becoming the first U.S. president to chair the world body. That is high treason. And they're doing this to set precedents. We've got a top lawyer on who can explain how this is being done by design. So I guess Schwarzenegger can be president. Next, they'll tell us he was born here. Philip J. Berg is a former deputy attorney general of Pennsylvania, former candidate for governor and U.S. Senate in Democratic primaries, former chair of the Democratic Party in Montgomery County, former member of the Democratic State Committee and attorney with offices in Montgomery County, PA, is in active practice in Philadelphia, PA. He is a paid life member of the NAACP and voluntary fire police for 27 years. Phil Berg, philjberg.com, obamacrimes.com. And you want a march to go to on the health care, the birth certificate, all of it? He's got a date. You need to be there. All of you that want to have a big march, here it is. And the alternative media cover it. It'll be out there regardless with millions of views. Now, we're going to talk to Phil, who's a Democrat, by the way, about his view of this health care plan as well. And we're going to continue with your phone calls. But first, the issue of Obama's illegitimacy. If we can prove, and we have proven he uses a fake name, and then he's not a U.S. citizen, everything he's done is null and void. This is a very serious issue right now, ladies and gentlemen. We have absolutely got to get out there ahead of this right now and take our states back. As a former deputy attorney general in your state, as a skilled practitioner of law, someone who's practiced in the federal and state courts, Phil Berg, on the health care issue first, how do you see us defeating this? I mean, it's discriminatory. Some of the big unions are exempt from the Cadillac policy tax. Some states are more exempt than others. It forces people who don't want insurance to go pay money to private groups. The insurance companies wrote this. Phil Berg.
My pleasure to be on your show, Alex. As you just said, Ford, there's so many reasons to knock this bill out, to overturn this bill. I think various attorney generals in various states have already filed suit. Many, many more are going to come. But you highlight the significant part. It's just unfair. They made a deal with the unions. They made a deal with certain states. You know, here the federal government is forcing people to buy insurance. That's different than the federal government taxing people. And if you don't buy insurance, they're going to penalize you, and the penalties are going to increase, and the penalties to the companies here. This is just a really socialist takeover. Every member, what you said here, anyone who voted for that bill, people should vote against them this year. If there's not a strong, or in some places, if a Republican didn't file an action against them, because a lot of the deadlines for filing have passed, especially here in Pennsylvania, then people should run as an independent in those districts and find out how to get on the ballot, because this is really outrageous. 80% of the people in the country say they do not want health care reform. And what do we have here? They pass it anyhow. They don't care about us. The kickbacks that some of these people must be getting, the money under the table, the promises by Obama and other people, so many people must be making, Obama's friends have to be making a fortune to push this forward. But the other thing is, they're starting to, they give some benefits this year, but the taxation starts this year, and other benefits, supposed benefits, don't kick in to 2014. That means they're going to have to, they're going to tax for 10 years to pay benefits for 6 years. I mean, this is just totally outrageous, and we have to do everything we can. Right now, I know Gary Kreft, he's going to file a lawsuit. The various attorney generals are filing a lawsuit. And also, history goes back that if enough pressure goes on, I mean, it looks doubtful, but Congress could repeal the act. But the best way to get them to repeal is really, and I'm a lifelong Democrat, as you said, that you have to vote out all these people, even the people on safe seats. I don't think any Democratic safe seat is safe right now when 80% of the people in this country don't want it.
Well, Phil Berg, you said it, though. I've been saying 70-plus percent, but many polls now show 80% or more when people actually read the bill. I mean, the federal government, and I read the provision earlier, I'll pull it out because I want to read the quote again from the bill. Under this comparative care, it says the IRS will decide and will be looking at your medical records and your bills. Everything goes to them now, and they're going to share it with other agencies, that if you get treatments that they say shouldn't be covered, even if you own your own insurance, they're going to put extra taxes on you. I mean, this gets involved in commerce. This gets involved in free choice. This makes private individuals buy a plan from a private group. We know the insurance companies really wrote this bill and their stocks way up. What about lawsuits against the insurance companies for going in and lobbying to make the government make you pay them money?
Perhaps. And the other thing is, when you mentioned IRS, I think I saw in the bill there that they're going to hire 16,000 new IRS agents.
Now it's 20.
Oh, it's 20,000 to look at you and look at me. And I mean, it's outrageous. IRS should not be involved in this. I mean, there's so many factors here, and everyone, we have to pay attention the next couple of days, because there's so many different things in this 2,000-page document that no one's even read. And it's outrageous. I think we have to do everything. And I think the people that you have empowered up to now have to be empowered more to stand up and not let any of these, there should be, when the break comes up now for Easter and Passover and these Congress people go back home, if they're holding town halls, people should really go after these things and tell them how upset they are. Some of the people, like I'm right outside of Philadelphia, and the districts here are considered very safe Democratic seats because they're like probably 80%, 90% Democratic.
Yeah, so was Kennedy's seat. So was Kennedy's seat in Massachusetts, and that's the issue. A lot of Democrats are mad about this.
Oh, right, right. They people really are when you get down the rank and file, down to the people here. So I think you have to keep your message out there. I'm going to put my message out. Now, you mentioned, and I don't have a firm date. As soon as I do, any day now, we're planning a birth certificate eligibility march on Washington, and on that we can tack on this health care thing. I think this could turn out to be the biggest march in the history of Washington, D.C., and if the people come out and the national media, we can force them. Once you get so many people, they're going to have to cover this, and we're going to insist on it. We're asking people to bring a copy of the birth certificate. Note my words out there, people. Obama is a phony. Obama is a fraud. Obama is a usurper, as Alex will go into and show you the pictures. The issue is really not even where he was born. I really do believe 1,000% he was born in Kenya, therefore he's not natural born. But more significant is the adoptions. He's adopted in Indonesia. Once he's adopted, people stop and think for a minute. You know people in your neighborhood or relatives that are adopted. And I had a discussion with an immigration.
You have to give your citizenship up. If you adopt a Korean baby, they give up the Korean citizenship and become American. If Koreans adopt an American, you give up your American, you become a Korean. We know he was adopted as an Islamicist in Indonesia. End of the story. His name is Barry Sotaro. He is a fraud.
Absolutely, and that's why the people, when you explain this about a Korean, you explain about the Haitian children coming over, and then you turn about Obama, but they agree on everything else except to Obama. Wake up, America, and I'm not talking about your listeners. Wake up the people that are supporting Obama and stuff like that. He's a fraud. He's a phony. I keep saying these things. No one's locking me up. No one's shutting me down because I'm right on it. So since the courts are taking their time, then this march, I think, can be significant because we will have a great march and bring in people from all over this great country. I've had phone calls, even without a firm date. I've had people calling from about 20 states already. I had a gentleman call the other day from Massachusetts. He said, I'm handicapped. I'm coming. You know, this is outrageous what's going on, and I think we have to hold everyone responsible. The march, a peaceful march, by the way, some people are trying to tie me into violence. We don't want violence. We're going to have a peaceful march of, I hope to have over a million. I hope to have 2 million people. Within like 3 hours of Washington, D.C., lives like one-third of the nation. And
this will also send a message to the Republicans who've been attacking you, the birthers, and saying, how dare you do this, when over half of registered Republicans in polls question his authenticity and his providence. How dare the Republican Party leadership try to protect Barry Sotaro?
Well, the problem is, and I think you said it basically on that, the problem is many people in Washington of both parties, the higher they become, they're in bed together, and they really could care less about us. I mean, even though the Republicans didn't support this health care thing, you know, the pressure could have been on out here, more so than they did. I mean, they held it off as much as they could. But the pressure should now be on the Republicans to get more Republicans elected this year so they can repeal this act, because this is not a good act. You know, we do need medical reform in this country, but not the way they just shoved it down our throats. And with that, the taxation on individuals, the taxation on businesses if they don't take out health care, the IRS looking over the shoulder. I understand there's a provision there that if you don't pay the bill or something like that, they'll attach your bank account. I mean, this is really
there,
and we have to stop it.
I mean, imagine all the IRS's unconstitutional abuses, and now they're going to every month be looking at your paycheck records and the health care you've gotten and fine you if you get health care they don't agree with. That is in the bill.
And that, if that's not Big Brother, I don't know what it is. In America, we have to stand up and resist this, because this is just the beginning of the end. This Obama, by being a phony and a fraud, takes away such a basic portion of our Constitution. And there's nothing more important than the Constitution. And that's why I'm doing this. This crosses party lines, okay?
Stay there. Stay there. Absolutely. Okay. And you founded the Birther Movement almost 2 years ago, and you saw the documents. There is no doubt. He cannot be president. He was adopted. He's an Indonesian citizen, period. He's an Indonesian citizen. His real name is Barry Sotaro. He is a fraud.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Your calls on the takeover of healthcare coming up. They're very smart, very ingenious rats. Now they're going to phase it in actually through 2018. The taxes come this year and next year. And when I read the legislation, I can't believe this is, I mean, it's worse than we even thought. That's why they never let us see the final version. Okay, Phil Berg, you've got this big march coming up. We'll have you on as soon as you announce the date. Everybody needs to go to this. It's not going to solve everything, but it'll be another big step towards doing that. Reading the Mail newspaper with him, it says his teachers, his name was Barry Sitaro. He admits his name was Barry Sitaro. He was adopted. We know he was obviously not born here. He was born in Kenya. But regardless, we've got him on the citizenship issue because he shouldn't be able to be a U.S. citizen because he's an Indonesian citizen. But all of that is sealed. Where do we go from there?
Well, first off, what you say is absolutely true. And then some people come up and say, well, dual citizenship. For dual citizenship to exist, but it wouldn't give him the right to be president, both countries must have that. That has not occurred. Indonesia now has dual citizenship as of the year 2005, and it's not retroactive. So back when he was born in 1961, when he was adopted around 1964 or 65, there was no dual citizenship. He is adopted. Those school records, AP filmed them, a TV show filmed them. They're accurate, true records. And that's why when he went to Occidental, people know him as Barry. His real name is Barry Sitaro. So every time he uses his name, Barack Hussein Obama, that's a fraud. He committed fraud in 50 states to run for president. Every time he got sworn in, Barack Hussein Obama.
What do you think of the movement of everybody calling him Barry Sitaro now?
That's what we should do. We should actually call him Barry Sitaro. But we really have
to. And they can't stop us. I mean, that's a health care way to protest. That could bring him down if just everybody starts calling him Barry Sitaro, the Indonesian citizen known as Barack Obama.
Right, because it's illegal. You know, if you have an adopted name, that's your real name, okay? That's your legal name. I mean, I'd like to see, but we can't see any of his records. All of his records are sealed. Again, for your listeners out there, why would you spend over $1.6 million fighting all the lawsuits if you had nothing to hide? He is not a natural-born citizen. The strongest case I have, Alex, is pending in the Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, where I have sued Obama, stating that he's not natural-born, he's not naturalized, but he's an illegal alien, and therefore the salary and benefits he received as a U.S. senator were fraudulent, and therefore that money, about $1 million, should go back to the U.S. Treasury. I'm hoping the courts can do something with that, but I doubt it. There's so much pressure on the courts coming from Obama and Obama's people.
From Barry Sitaro.
The people.
From Barry Sitaro.
Yeah, we can do something. We, the people, can do something. And we can mobilize and do things peacefully. We're going to start putting stuff up on our website about flyers they could download for the march. As soon as I get the march date, I'll call you back on that. But we have to start doing stuff. We can even get people, we'll have it up on our website soon, to have signs out there. Five people can stand over at a bridge on a major roadway during rush hour, and you can affect between 5,000 and 25,000 people. So we can mobilize this issue. I think this health care thing is probably the greatest thing to help us put put Barry Sitaro in his place. Barry Sitaro, Michelle Obama, or I guess her name is really
Michelle Sitaro.
Michelle Sitaro. Howard Dean, other officials at the Democratic National Convention Committee, senior campaign people, and senior administration people, they should all be subjected to the criminal justice system and tried, and those that are convicted should go to jail. And with this, any day now, Alex, and you'll get it, I'm going to be issuing a press release calling for the deep throat of Barry Sitaro. Someone out there is going to want to save their can. And they will give us the information, the final information we need. Remember, on the situation with Watergate, Nixon didn't go down because of the break-in. Nixon went down because of the cover-up. We now have Obama in office for 15 months, and we have a massive cover-up. So we can get to him peacefully, and I think we can do it with, you know, thank God there's people like you out there that will talk about the truth out here.
Came out last year that Barry Sitaro, masquerading as Barack H. Obama, Barack Hussein Obama, that he's got a full team with an enemies list going after the birthers. I mean, they've got the Republican Party leadership against us. That means where there's smoke, there's fire.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the thing is that we can do something. You, the American people out there, join together. Like at the end of this show, you know, send my website to people you know, everyone on your address book. It doesn't even cost you 44 cents for a stamp because you're...
ObamaCrimes.com and Infowars.com.
Absolutely.
Phil, stay there. We're going to come back and take calls on healthcare. Get your take on that. Another tidbits of info you've got for us. ObamaCrimes.com. Attorney Phil Berg is our guest. He smelled a rat 2 years ago, and we've got a good chance of bringing down Barry Sotero and his gang of crooks.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
They want to run your life. Big corporations, big banks, they're robbing the whole planet. They wrote this health care bill. It makes you buy their services. It lets them lower the quality of it, where the government sets the standards, where you can't demand on your insurance what you want. It taxes people that have good insurance policies. And then we got Barry Sotero, a guy who became the head of the UN Security Council. High treason, illegal on every front. He is an Indonesian citizen. It was illegal at the time. It's unbelievable. Phil, talking to Phil Berg, Attorney Phil Berg, former Deputy Attorney General of Pennsylvania, a guy of real conscience who stood up on so many important issues. I guess in the final equation, it is good news that people are finally really starting to read the bills and they're finding out just how criminal this group is. But take the carbon taxes. They say they're going to try to pass that where Barry Sotero and Michelle Sotero and their controllers can shut down any factories they want or any businesses. You take the takeover of the car industries. If you were a big Democratic donor, you got to keep your car dealership. If you weren't, they went down. This came out in Congress. They would take your dealership away. I mean, you've studied Barack Obama. Am I right in saying he is a complete mafia thug?
He's just think for a minute. He is so bad. The people he associated with, if he applied for a job as a Chicago police officer, he couldn't even get the job because of associations with Bill Ayers and Reverend and the other people around him. He couldn't get a job as an FBI agent or a Secret Service agent, yet they're protecting him now. I mean, this guy is so bad. We don't know how he came on the scene. We don't know who the payoff went to. He deceived the American public, and I think he's getting blackmailed now, ladies and gentlemen. I think I might have mentioned this before, but think about it. The cabinet he has is not a cabinet of change. It's basically Bill Clinton's cabinet, 70%. The programs he's put forth in the past 15 months, it's not a program of change. I think he's being told what to do. Remember, Alex, at the beginning, he wanted to keep his BlackBerry. So I don't know whatever happened, but that's probably how he gets messages. Someone's controlling him. Someone's telling him what to do. I think back then they said, Phil Berg's right. You're a fraud. You're a phony. You want to be president, you got to play ball our way. And I think that's why we have the cabinet we have, and that's why we have the push on the programs he has. But it's time. Listen, what they did this health care is outrageous. When 80% of the people in this country say we don't want it, they go ahead and pass something like that. Hopefully the 80% of the people will stay together and vote out every one of these people.
Saying they're going to spend $3 billion, or one report says $3 billion a year in government-run TV ads with taxpayer money telling us how great this is and lying to us over the next 10 years. I mean, how much money is that? The next three, that's $9 billion. So I guess it's more than 20-something billion. I mean, this is totally insane. And what scares me, Phil, is this is an all-or-nothing game for these people. They're clearly going for broke. And I agree with Michael Savage. I believe Obama may stage terror attacks to blame it on his political enemies as a pretext to save his agenda.
I wouldn't doubt anything about him. But how about the other part, the Medicare? He says they're going to take $500 billion out of Medicare, but then he has the audacity to tell people on Medicare that none of your benefits are going to get cut. I mean,
yeah, let me stop you again. They're saying 30 plus million will be forced to buy insurance who are working poor, And then they're saying another 10 to 15 million will go on Medicare and Medicaid, but they're going to cut it by 500 billion. That's their number. Some of the numbers show it's a trillion. How do you bring more people on the program and cut the funding and then still give the care?
It just doesn't make sense. I mean, I think if you gave this question to a two-year or to a second grader, they would answer it better than Obama answers it. This is outrageous. How can they take that kind of money from a program and still give you the same thing? They're taking that money from the program to supposedly pay for this new health care bill. I wonder who's getting paid off on this health care bill.
And then they're saying the IRS will get $10 billion every 2 years. That's Associated Press to fund running it. And it actually says, in fact, I've got it right here. I read it in the first and second hour. The actual provision that the IRS will look at your medical records. It all be digitally uploaded. They're allowed to share it with other agencies. And if you get care they say shouldn't be covered, they're going to fine you.
And who's doing this? The IRS is going to be doing this. I mean, they're really medically trained for this. It's everything about this bill is outrageous. You know, a few things sound good, and some people are going to say, well, my kids can be on until age 26, and they're going to cover this and that. But you got to look at all the negatives on this bill. It's just no good. It's
well, who's going to pay for it, Phil?
Didn't want
we're going bankrupt here. I mean, who's going to pay for it?
That's right. That's right. And listen, I'll be glad to take any questions from anybody that wants to call in, too. I have no problem with that.
All right, we're going to go to the calls right now then. Kate in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
The work that you do.
Welcome, Kat. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you. And I think now is the time for us to all bind together and find a solution to this mess. I mean, it's one thing about getting angry. We're all angry. But I think we really think we need to start thinking about what we're going to do to take care of all this mess.
Well, Kat, I want to hear your take on solutions, but all I've given for 3.5 hours is solutions. Take your states back, nullify, lawsuits, expose Barry Sotaro as a fraud. What are your ideas?
Well, my idea is, what do you think about all of us contributing to a fund on Infowars.com to hire constitution lawyers to fight this health care plan? I mean, every day they're taking more and more of our constitutional rights away from us. And if we all bind together and we all contribute to a fund to hire the constitution lawyers, I mean, that's their job, right?
All right, Kat, let me stop you. I'm going to put you on hold and come back to you and get Phil Burke's take.
Well, right now, before you hire other people, let's see what the various attorney generals, many lawsuits are going in all around the country. So let's wait a few minutes and see what happens on that. But again, the courts do not like to get involved, and they can delay it. That's why I think we need a peaceful revolution. We have to get people organized across this country together, come together with us, and we can show the government we're not going to tolerate this. Look at the thousands that came out of tea parties all around the country.
Millions.
And the millions, you're right. And we're going to have flyers available for this April 15th. They're going to have various events on April 15th around the country. We're going to have flyers on ObamaCrimes.com talking about our march. I'll give you a date soon. And I hope that our march in Washington will be the largest ever, because we'll encompass everything on that. But there's one thing. If he's a phony and a fraud, which I believe he is, he's a usurper, everything he has signing is void or voidable. So people, you know, if you have various issues out there, the biggest issue he can't overcome is the fact that he's a fraud. He's a phony. Therefore, this bill that he just signed into effect will be void or voidable.
I agree. Now we know he's a fraud. We know he's an Indonesian citizen. And we know then that he can't be a U.S. citizen and he's an illegal alien. That's confirmed. No debate. Mainstream news hidden in plain view. But let me go back here to what Kat said. And she's very sweet to think people should give us money. And there's a lot of talk show hosts who have political funds and raise millions of dollars and keep most of it. Even if I got the money, found the right lawyers and did it, this stuff all goes to the federal court in D.C. and it's very political. That's why I'm saying the attorney general's lawsuits aren't enough. We need state laws nullifying this and the state standing up and saying your Federal Reserve Collection Agency, the IRS, will not operate in our state under this program, and we say it's illegal. That's constitutional. Sure, I could make a bunch of money off sitting here and just collecting millions if I wanted to, and then hire some lawyers. But and that may come up. But then if we fail, everybody's going to get mad at me. okay? The answer is you, the people, hitting him from every angle and calling him Barry Sitaro. The power of everybody calling him Barry Sitaro. And from this henceforth, I want listeners to email me, to scream at me, to yell at me if I call him Barack H. Obama. He will now be referred to as the fraudulent Indonesian citizen Barry Sitaro, known as Barack H. Obama, the long-legged Mac Daddy, as that reverend likes to call him. But I'm joking on that point. That is what we're going to address him as, because he's the figurehead for this criminal takeover. Phil Berg.
Absolutely. He is a figurehead. People are telling him what to do. What Alex says is perfect here. Do everything you can in the states. And Alex, I'm sure you will repeat, when we find out something that's occurring in one state, we can pass that along. Also, in the state of Arizona, I'm not sure if it passed yet, but there's legislation introduced there saying as of the 2012 presidential election, no one can run for president in Arizona unless they show that they're constitutionally eligible.
Yeah, it's passed their committee, and it's going to the full House.
Okay, if that becomes law, and I hope it does soon, then we'll take that and we'll send that out to the 50 top Republican legislatures in the other, I'm sorry, the other 49 states to see if they can pass that. There's ways of getting. Alex is absolutely right. We got to do things in the various states. But when we get this demonstration together, we need a march on Washington like we never saw before. And the national media, which is controlled by a few corporations, will have to cover this story. If not, the foreign press will cover the story. The independents will cover this story. And then we can force this issue because we can do it. It was under the 10th Amendment. It's we the people. Everything else not discussed reversed to
all right.
We the people.
We're going to go to more calls here, but I don't want to just throw the caveat out there. The states have the standing, because there are elected representatives, to say no to the feds, because the feds are ordering them as an unfunded mandate to implement this. They're taking our money and doing this. It's unconstitutional. But as citizens have their Cadillac policies taxed and some of the unions are exempt, that is a massive civil rights discrimination suit that will overturn this as well. So there's a million ways to skin a cat. Not every way will work, but let's just start skinning and politically discrediting this fraud. Bill in Connecticut, you're on the air with Phil Berg of ObamaCrimes.com.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, Alex, I was listening to the program earlier today, and you had stated something about how Bill Gates did a Freudian slip. And I was just wondering, do you know where you saw that?
Yeah, Burmese did a whole video on it at the InfoWar channel on YouTube. What's that called, that special TV program they do, that big computer show that everybody's part of? I mean, we wrote articles about it. Paul Watson wrote articles. It wasn't even a Freudian slip. He said, we need to have universal vaccination to lower population. That, I mean, that's a quote. Paul Watson wrote an article about it. I think the headline was, Bill Gates calls for inoculation to lower population. Pull it up. We'll put it on the PrisonPlanet.tv screen for you. Anything else, Bill?
Yeah, Alex, the reason why I was asking is I saw that when they did the whole thing at Davos on CNBC, they actually showed a clip of that, of him saying that.
And when he said it, the audience... When he said it, everybody laughed. Go ahead.
No, that's about it. That's the only reason why I was calling today.
Yeah, there it is. Bill Gates, use vaccines to lower population. PrisonPlanet.com. Scroll down, and we'll show people. My guys are the best, how fast they move. They do it in seconds. You scroll. He said it at the World Economic Forum. That's the photo. No, there's a big national computer show, and that's where he did it. In fact, hit play. It'll show the intro. It's TED TV. TED TV is where the scallywag said it. Okay, there it is on screen for you. Okay, let's talk to Helen in Virginia. Helen, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Phil Berg and Alex, I thank both of you sincerely for all the work you're doing and for trying to get this information out to the public at large, especially as it relates to Barry Sitaro. We know through the last 2 years that most of the information that's been shared with regards to Barack Obama and most of the resource that's tried to unearth various information about him has gone towards where he was born and his birth certificate. My position is this, and I've been following this, Phil, since you first started Obama Crime, since you first filed your lawsuit. I'm a former Democrat, big huge Hillary fan. And so I started this way back when, and following this. And what became abundantly clear to me is just the disinformation that was being sent out to the public at large about the birth certificate and the meaning behind the birth certificate, because it never mattered. From the time that young man was born, he could have been born on Mars for all I care. But the whole issue has always, always been about the adoption of Lolo Sartorio and his mother forfeiting her former husband, whoever that may have been. She says it's Barack Obama Sr. I do not believe that. But she forfeited the moment she signed the adoption papers for the formal adoption of Barack becoming Barry and moving to Indonesia. So I've never understood this whole birther issue and never understood why attorneys went after a issue that was...
That's because they would never release the original. They would only release the receipt, and there's a cover-up. But I think Phil agrees with you now, and that's why I'm getting fully on board, because I've seen the evidence. It's 100% that he's an Indonesian citizen, and that makes him ineligible. Phil Berg.
That's correct, and that's why it doesn't really matter where he was born. He is adopted. His name's Barry Sartorio. That's his legal name, unless he legally changed his name. Also, did he go back through immigration? Even if he went through immigration, he could have only been naturalized. He couldn't be natural born anymore because he became natural of Indonesia. He's a fraud. He's a phony. In one of his books, he says he found his birth certificate. He knows where he was born. He knows what he's doing. When you see Michelle and him laughing, they're laughing at all of us because of the charade they're putting on.
Yeah, they've always been worried about this. That's why he planted that in books before this even happened. Joe in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Phil, actually. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, it's Jill, actually.
Okay.
I think it's interesting, his initials, B.O. for he stinks and B.S. for well, bull samples. I love your show, Alex. We've been listening to it for a year. I wanted to know, your speaker there, he's from Montgomery County, P.A., right?
Correct, yes.
Yes. Are you familiar with my name? I don't know if I'm allowed to say it over the air.
I'm not sure if it's Joe, but you can get in touch with me afterwards. I'm not sure.
Can I get that number somehow? I'm telling you, I've had some problems with Montgomery County's courts, and I've had feds and stalkers and military.
Well, everybody's had trouble, ma'am, and I appreciate your call. But Phil is super, super busy, but we'll try to find out more. You can go to ObamaCrimes.com and email Phil Berg about your issues there in Montgomery County. But it's tough all over. There's corruption all over. It's like Mexico is collapsing into tyranny right now, because once criminals take over society and the government, everything just starts falling apart. And that's the whole point here. Phil Berg's our guest. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Pre-order Invisible Empire, our new film. Get it first at Infowars.com and Police State 4, Total Enslavement. Support us. Buy the books and videos. Folks, nothing is perfect in this world. We're not going to have all the answers, but action is victory. We know this is illegal. We know it's unconstitutional. Look, it's in my film, Fall of the Republic. The U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 9, says it's high treason if a president becomes an officer of any foreign government or group. He's the first president, because it's illegal, to become the head of the U.N. Security Council. And they were all there and said this was momentous and celebrated. They celebrate treason. They celebrate making you their slaves. These are avarice-filled control freaks. And we must bring them down. We must kick them out. And we must understand the Republicans are bought and paid for by the same insurance companies. We've got to hold their feet to the fire. Let's talk to Donna in Colorado. You're on the air with Attorney Phil Berg. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for being on. Sometimes I think you're the only one that understands me. I wanted to real quick tell everyone about the caucuses. Everyone said you had to learn something. I've changed my registration from independent to Republican. I didn't do any of the stuff that I thought maybe I should do, but I decided I got in my car, I drove over there, and by the end of the meeting at the caucus, I'm going to be a county delegate and a state delegate. I'm involved in some other things. You don't have to know when you get there. They're more than willing to help you, but the other thing I want
to... And the people are angry. You're going to find like-minded people now. We've got to take the government over. Phil Berg. Do we have Phil?
We have to all form together. We have to... What she did is great. You get out there. Our voices by alone are nothing, but together we can accomplish something. She became a delegate here. We can do things. Do everything, as Alex says, in the various states. We can bring lawsuits in various states, but together we can get together later this year and next month or two, and we'll give you the information. We can show that we can stand together in a peaceful revolution, that we're not going to tolerate this. There's more people against what Obama's doing than are for him.
And we have to keep this on the front burner by running for office, by being delegates, by filing lawsuits, by marching. You build the movement. This is going to be it took the New World Order decades to get this through. We're going to defeat it in just a few years. Donna, I appreciate your call. JC in Wyoming, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
First of all, I'm a former Marine, and let you know that. And I've definitely woke up over the last couple of years. And I found one thing today, and I have a question for Barry also. But the Georgia Guidestones were unveiled at noon on March 22nd, 1980. It's kind of, you know, how the New World Order is about their numbers. And I just found it on a search engine. And today would be 30 years later, and the bill was signed at noon, which was kind of weird to me. But anyways.
Wait a minute. The 22nd or the 23rd? You mean they unveiled the UN Georgia Guidestones that calls for exterminating 80% of the world's population? They unveiled it on the same day 30 years ago at high noon.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It's in the American Wired Magazine, and this article was written 4/20 of 2009, and they unveiled the Georgia Guidestones at noon, the 20th or the 22nd, or maybe the same day as today, 30 years ago. And then in the article, it also says, these Guidestones will come to pass in 30 years. It's in the article. It's like a...
Oh, my God. We got to get that to Paul Watson and Kurt Nemo. That is too crazy of a way to end it. The UN wants to exterminate you. It sounds crazy. It's in all their documents. They want to use government-run health care to do it. This is death care. This is death panels. Phil Berg, I salute you for the work you're doing. In the next week or two, as soon as you announce this, we want to have you pop in for 10, 15 minutes to officially announce the march, and we'll be supporting you as much as we can, Phil Berg.
Thank you very much.
We'll talk to you soon. Retransmission starts now with a jam-packed four-hour show at InfoWars.com on the streams. Re-air on AM and FMs across the country. I want to thank all the affiliates. I want to thank the great crew today for the wonderful job they're doing. I've been like a bull in a china cabinet. Retransmission starts now.